breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. America's top diplomat says there's no way Iran can be allowed to control the Strait of Hormuz. Secretary of State Rubio says that doing so would set a very dangerous global precedent. The U.S. putting the pedal to the metal with its Iran offensive.
The U.S. military completed an 11th night of strikes on Iran. Central Command saying the latest targets included aircraft hangars and drone storage sites. Iranian air defenses activated near the capital, Tehran. An Iran state-run news agency reported explosions in half a dozen provinces. Before those strikes, Iran's interior minister had traveled to Pakistan, a key mediator. But at the White House Tuesday, President Trump told reporters,
"Until they're ready to meet in a meaningful way, we have no interest."
And the conflict appears to be widening. Yemen's Houthi rebels declaring a naval blockade of Saudi Arabia, vowing to block the Bab el-Mandeb Strait and cut shipping between the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. With the Strait of Hormuz blocked, Saudi Arabia has been relying on a pipeline to the Red Sea to get oil out to market. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Gulf Coast, Louisiana in particular, is bracing for Bertha, the tropical storm expected to make landfall southeast of New Orleans late tonight or early tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, it's cleanup across the northeast, that region pummeled by a series of strong storms. New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill blaming a computer glitch for 6,600 non-citizens finding their way onto the state's voter rolls. OpenAI says its artificial intelligence system hacked into another AI company, all on its own. OpenAI calling it an unprecedented cyber incident. Congressman Andy Biggs has captured the GOP nomination for Arizona governor, former head of the House Freedom Caucus, and outspoken ally of President Trump. On Wall Street, the Dow features down 60 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
When you're vacationing in your RV, there are some things you can always count on. Taking the kayaks out on the lake, hot dogs on the grill, and your sister's boyfriend pulling out his acoustic guitar.
Everyone quiet! Harrison's playing. Wow, you're so good, Harrison.
With Progressive, your RV is protected 24/7, so you're prepared for whatever you don't see coming. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in D.C.
It is 6:03, time once again for traffic and weather on the freeze. Now here with the update, Chuck Whitaker.
There's an early problem on 895 southbound. Been there about 10 minutes already. An accident southbound under the bridge where you cross under I-95. And before you get to the Old Harbor Tunnel, that report initially said that we had the road blockage there in the left-hand lane. I see the camera before the tunnel. Some traffic is getting by at the scene, but right now it looks like it's only one lane. And very quickly, we're going to back up now towards Ergman Avenue, and the Eastern Avenue Bridge may be backing up even towards Pulaski Highway. Very quickly, you can move over if you're back there. I-95 is still viable as the escape route for the moment, but I would say at this point, at least a 10, maybe 15-minute delay developing southbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a few leftover showers today, otherwise still hot and humid with temperatures in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight and more comfortable as temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's currently 75 degrees in downtown Baltimore, and at 6:04, time for the latest news. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen is reacting to Secretary of War Pete Hegseth's testimony yesterday regarding funding for the war in Iran. Hegseth told lawmakers that the White House's $88 billion supplemental funding request is critical to ensure America's military readiness across the board. Van Hollen says the hearing only confirmed that the Iran war is a war, he says, in search of a mission. He says the war must end now. Baltimore County brother and sister who were killed in their Gwin Oak home have been laid to rest. Family and friends gathered Tuesday for the funerals of 15-year-old Giovanna Myrie and her 9-year-old brother Steve Allen, who were shot to death in their home on Talus Road in Woodlawn on July the 7th. Baltimore County Police believe the shooting was an isolated incident, but so far, no arrest has been made. County Police also continuing their investigation into a crash that sent a school bus into a building on Parkville yesterday. The bus carrying students from the Maryland School for the Blind slammed in the front of a building in the 7800 block of Harford Road just before 2:30 p.m., sending three people to the hospital. Eight others were evaluated at the scene. Police are trying to determine what led to the crash. And finally, the Maryland Department of Transportation says 10 people were killed in traffic crashes across the state last week. Three of the victims were motorcyclists. Fatalities bring the total number of people who have died on the roads this month to 28. So far this year, 219 people have lost their lives on Maryland roads. And we'll take a look at Stein on Sports coming up next.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
The America Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The America Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The America Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farn and Indermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. We'll get ready for some doubleheader baseball today with storms washing out last night's Orioles-Red Sox game. It'll be a split doubleheader, 1:35 this afternoon and 7:10 tonight. The Birds will send Dean Kramer and Kyle Bradish to the Hill. Boston, with some question marks, they'll go with Jake Bennett in the opener, TBD at this point. It could be Ranger Suarez coming off the injured list. Meanwhile, last night in the American League wild card race, the Orioles moved ahead of the Twins, courtesy of the Guardians.
And a line drive to right field. Around third, Kwan will be waved home. He will score. Brian Rocchio breaks the tie with an RBI single here in the third. His 47th run batted in on the year.
And it was Matt Underwood with the call on Guardians TV. Rocchio's single was key to a Cleveland 5-2 win over Minnesota as the Birds remain three games behind Boston in the AL wildcard race. The Twins now move behind at 3.5. Coming up in 30 minutes, rookies reporting to Owings Mills in 2 days. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer. Keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. Casey and Company here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland on this Wednesday, July the 22nd, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. And coming up in this hour, a bus crashes into a Parkville building. This is the third incident in the last week and a half or so. We had the bus crash in Pikesville. We had the, tractor trailer into a home in Dundalk. And now, of course, this. What the heck is going on? deranged Democrats are dragging down their party, and it doesn't seem like too many Democrat leaders are interested in stopping it. But our top story here today, this is something that the left and the Democrats have told us never happens. There's no such thing as voter fraud. There's no such thing as illegal aliens voting in our elections. Well, hang on a second. One of the Democrats' emerging political stars has made a stunning confession that vindicates those of us who have pushed for the Save America Act and investigating voter fraud that has occurred in previous elections. Yesterday, New Jersey Democrat Governor Mikey Sherrill took to X to confess she had learned of a serious software error in their state's motor vehicle system that allowed thousands of non-citizens to register to vote in 2023 and 2024.
They were asked if they wanted to register to vote. We are here to share information I learned of a few days ago. In June of 2023, nearly 3 years before I became governor, a serious software error in New Jersey's motor vehicle system led to the improper voter registration of what we believe to be roughly 6,600 people in our state. When New Jerseyans applied for a driver's license or identification at the MVC, they were asked if they wanted to register to vote. In the case of this error, some individuals indicated that they weren't citizens and weren't eligible to vote, but the software registered them anyway. The error in the software was corrected a year later in June of 2024. That is more than 2 years ago. I learned of this last Wednesday, and I immediately ordered my chief counsel to launch a comprehensive investigation. Currently, the Division of Elections is working to ensure anyone who is illegally registered is removed from the voter rolls. Initial analysis shows that fewer than 400 newly registered individuals voted in an election due to this software error.
There you have it, the so-called motor voter, which was never a good idea in the first place, number one. Number two, this coincidentally occurred right in the middle of the 2024 election in which she was elected as New Jersey governor. Oh, but there's nothing to see here. And coincidentally, right after President Trump delivered his speech last week on election integrity, we're told that, oh, yeah, she learned it right around the same time. Sorry, I don't believe in coincidences. My question is this. If the Democrat governor of New Jersey is admitting that foreign nationals, non-citizens, illegal aliens, were registered to vote and some of them illegally voted in New Jersey's election, one can only bet that this is tip of the iceberg. Again, how many other states have this problem? Do we have this problem in Maryland? I think it's time we get to the bottom of this, and we'll see if Harmeet Dillon is going to follow up on her threats that if election officials don't cooperate, there will be consequences. More to come on this story. Stay tuned. 613 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning.
Hi. Morning. It looks like maybe this wreck has cleared, which was southbound 895 under the bridge where 95 crosses over, and about a half mile or so before you go into the tunnel. Was in the left-hand lane, and we had a backup very quickly that went back beyond the Eastern Avenue ramp. So that backup north of Eastern Avenue is gone, and in the meantime, we're starting to clear the slowdown right after O'Donnell Street, but there's still some brake lights in that area because all that traffic got backed up, and now it starts to clear itself out. So we'll keep an eye on that, but for right now, it looks like whatever was in the left-hand lane may have corrected itself, and we're on the move once again. Never did get a big backup going over to 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, so we're fine right through that area. I don't think there are any delays. Haven't had a chance to go back and look at the Beltway, so I'm going to change the camera right here and go over and take a look at I-70. Everything's fine there from I-70 down through Route 40 on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Showers could linger around this morning. Still hot and humid today. Highs in the upper 80s. Overnight temps drop into the mid-60s. And tomorrow we got a cold front moving through. It's going to be sunny, less humid, a little dry, and low 80s. So hang in until tomorrow, that'd which be will nice. Be much, much better. You're right. Right now, 70 in Forest Hill under cloudy skies. It's 73 in Dundalk. Time for some one-liner news. Where the Supreme Court will decide whether a pilot in Alaska can lose his $95,000 plane after a passenger was caught carrying a six-pack of beer into a dry village into Alaska.
Jeez, get out of here.
Yeah, it's crazy, huh?
Thinking a What's next?
Thinking a six-pack was enough for the entire village?
Yeah, right. Okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah, maybe a keg.
Yeah.
FIFA's official photos from Spain's World Cup celebration appear to crop President Trump almost entirely out of the trophy presentation.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what President Trump thinks of his friend Gianni Infantino now. Of course, maybe it had nothing to do with it. I think Trump should have been in there. He had the same amount of saves as the Spain goalie.
Sure, exactly.
You see the guy wearing the Make Spain Great hat again?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, that was in yesterday's parade, I think, in Madrid. He was the guy that scored the winning goal. American Heart Association says most adults can safely drink up to 5 8-ounce cups of coffee a day. Ooh. Moderate caffeine intake may even help lower the risk of heart disease.
But you got to pee a lot.
Yeah. Well, just in time, 7-Eleven is introducing the Big Gulp coffee mug.
Hard to keep. Singing, you're in my heart.
Hard to keep that thing warm, though. Trump administration is imposing.
I'm not even going with that.
Exactly.
Let that go by.
Exactly. Imposing a new 50% tariff on the range of Canadian imports, including wine, cement, and even hockey sticks. And Canada's unfairly targeted American products.
Right. Why would they get Canadian cement? We don't have any cement in the United States.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I think we will, if not soon. I'm sure President Trump will fix that.
I don't understand that.
Trump's also saying, get rid of Canadian football. You know, we don't need your three downs and 12 players on the side. No. We have our own football. Thank you very much. Pan Am plane, listen to this, crashed off Puerto Rico back in 1952. He's been found more than 70 years later, resting 2,000 feet below the Atlantic after disappearing shortly after takeoff.
Saw that, laying there upside down.
Yeah.
Wheels up.
They can found a sunken plane from 1952, but can't find your luggage. What's wrong with this picture?
Geraldine Johnson said the same thing. You can fly this plane in the dark and land in Los Angeles. You could damn near find my bag.
Yeah, exactly. Remember the good old days when you walk into the video store to rent a movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, a new website has listed the 5 nostalgic smells every video store of the 90s had. Remember Blockbuster?
Blockbuster Video. Wow, what a difference.
So here are the 5 smells: overheated plastic, carpet cleaners, printed paper, a Glade AquaWaves air freshener, and above all, the buttery popcorn smell.
And the attendant.
Yeah. You must have had a really nasty one.
That was
one.
A different smell by itself. Yeah.
I remember going to Errol's. Errol's was the first one, then I think Blockbuster popped up shortly thereafter. And you used to, not only did you rent the, you could rent a video player.
Right.
And before we end up getting VHSs and Betamaxes and so on and so forth, you could actually rent the player and the movie at the same time. We just, the anticipation going there, picking out your movie, and then I remember taking the kids. They would it was like going to the movie theater, except you were going home.
Sure.
You could pick out your candy, get your popcorn, get your favorite movie. And then, of course, when a popular movie was out, everybody was hanging out at the front counter waiting for the return.
Waiting to get in.
Exactly.
And then you had to rewind it when you took it back.
Yeah, right.
That's true.
Now,
First
VCR that I bought was from BGE. Remember, they used to have things you could buy. $896.
Yeah, they were expensive back in the day.
Yep. I'm sorry, Kristen. Go ahead.
That's fine. I thought you were done. I was saying, remember the label on the tape? Please be kind. Rewind and rewind.
Right.
Which the kids these days wouldn't know what that was. Now, my family was cheap. We'd usually get our movies from the library because then it was free. But my stepsister worked at Blockbuster when she was a teenager, and I was in middle school. And I thought it was the coolest job ever. It was the location in Westminster. And remember, they would always have they had movie posters all over the store, and they would have the cool cutouts of the really big movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess once those movies were done and they brought in new stuff, the employees could take it home. So her bedroom at home was full of all the movie posters and the cutouts, and I thought it was you know, the coolest thing ever. But
yeah.
But I think they were pretty much, I never worked at Blockbuster.
But think about it, it wasn't that too, it wasn't the 90s. So you're looking at, you know, 20, 30 years ago. And of course, now it's everything is done via pay-per-view and streaming. And
it is easier.
It is easier, but I did, there was something, you know, well, there's also still, we still have movie theaters, but obviously no longer do we need to go someplace to rent our movies and bring them home. I remember Netflix started off as
the DVD.
Mail. Yeah, they were sending you a DVD in the mail.
Yep. And Redbox.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, that's all gone now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah. So it's technology advances. It's amazing. Yep. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. Coming up on 620, 410-922-6680. We're now learning that DOJ is opening an investigation into the state of New Jersey over the 6,600 illegal alien voter registration discrepancy. Of those 6,600 non-citizens who self-identified, again, 400 of them voted. And that is, I think, we're talking tip of the iceberg here for, and again, New Jersey's a member state of the controversial ERIC registration system. That, of course, the Electronic Registration Information Center. Maryland is also a member of ERIC. So one wonders how many non-citizens does Maryland have on its voter rolls? And how many of them have actually voted? Maybe one day we'll get the answer. Certainly not going to get it from Jared DeMarinis, that's for sure. 620, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We've bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up next, the Treasury Secretary stops payments, millions of dollars, to dead people. It's just, how long has this been going on? It's just incredible. All right, latest on traffic and weather on the threes at 623 with Lug Nuts Johnson.
We're looking at the Bay Bridge. All is well. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound. Don't see any problems right now over at the Severn River Bridge and at Ritchie Highway. It'll be a little while before we get the backup at I-97 at Route 32. Right now we're coming through that area with no delays headed south, eventually down towards Route 50. All of the backup now is gone. We had the accident about 40 minutes ago, southbound on 895 going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. That backup now is clear. 95 is running okay. If you're coming downtown early, wide open on the JFX from Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps at Fayette Street and Guilford Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We have some lingering showers this morning, but today still going to be a hot and humid one, upper 80s. And then overnight, cold front moves through. Temps drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunny, less humid, dry, and low 80s. Going to be a beautiful Thursday. Right now, 73 in Dundalk, 76 in Ocean City. So talking about thousands of non-citizens registered to vote in Jersey, and they're claiming that there's a software. So you go sign up at Motor Voter, as we all know, and, you know, to get your driver's license, which they hand out to illegal aliens like candy to a baby, which is always problematic for me. Anyway, you have to answer this question. Are you a citizen of the United States? And allegedly, these 6,600 people said no. They're not citizens of the United States, yet somehow a software glitch, which always seems to benefit the Democrats. It always seems to end up adding illegals instead of excluding them. Isn't that ironic? So 6,600 of them actually get registered, that we know of, and this is only 2 years, 23 and 24. And then 400 of them vote in the election. And now comes the piece de resistance. Mikey Sherrill, by the way, was roommates with Abigail Spanberger in college. Isn't that a deadly couple? And weird. Yes, you're right, Kristen. Very weird. She says, quote, "We have no evidence at this time that any elections were swayed." Again, the state has nearly 7 million registered voters, and statewide elections typically draw between 1.5 million and 4 million votes. But how would you know that? How would you possibly know? How could you possibly make that pronouncement that you had... They know elections were swayed as a result. I mean, maybe because they've only 400. Well, it might be some local races where that factored in. I mean, I'd go back and look at how many elections were within that 400 margin, vote margin, and see what the possibility. Now, you can't go back and tell how people voted, but how could you make that a determination that no elections were swayed? That is propaganda.
Well, in Carroll County, just in this past primary, there was a state's attorney's race that was pretty hot, and that was decided by like 100 and some votes. So they don't know. It's just like Jared DeMaris. Well, you know, we can't tell you anything, but we can tell you it's fine. We don't really know what happened. We don't know how many votes were wrong or how many ballots were sent out, but it's fine.
In Baltimore County, there was a race. One of the guys was on Nino Mangione's slate. Chuck Murphy won his race by eight votes. So you can't tell us that it could not be swayed in that regard. So this is just, again, then she went ahead, I'm not even going to repeat it, taking shots at Trump because Trump is concerned about election integrity. And again, this was a hastily arranged press conference yesterday, so they're trying to get ahead of the ball here for the midterms. I think they're trying to ward off the Justice Department investigation. If I were Harmy Dillon, I would still launch an investigation no matter what New Jersey has revealed so far.
Right. I was wondering why admit this. I think a lot of the times this does happen all the time, but they just don't tell us. And if they don't tell us, we don't know. And then they can say we're crazy conspiracy theorists if we suggest it. But I just wonder, in light of this, for whatever reason, like you said, maybe that's why she said it, revealed it, and Trump's revelations last week in his speech. And it just makes you wonder. I mean, I saw online people chatting about it and saying, you know, at a certain point, I mean, I know probably the best we can hope for is just to clean things up and go forward. And even that's going to be a miracle and a battle in of itself. But it does make you wonder how far back does this go and how many elections? I mean, can we redo the? I mean, that would be a nightmare and a mess, and I don't know how you clean that up either. But a lot of people were saying, can we redo the primaries? Can we redo the elections at least for this year? Because we're seeing that so many of them.
Well, you can't. That's the problem. You can't go back because most of it's out of the recount window now. Most of it would be a legal nightmare and could impede or delay the next elections. But what you can do is hold people accountable that violated election law. And again, and until you start doing that, until people start going to jail for voter fraud, stealing elections, and so on and so forth, you're going to continue to have this problem because I just think they're going to get away with it. And they have for the most part. So it's a great question. Thanks, Kristen. It's 6:28. You can weigh in here this morning as well. But again, I just think this is you just multiply Jersey by, you know, the other 49 states. And I'm sure Maryland's got issues because Maryland doesn't purge its voter rolls. And so there have to be illegal aliens on the roll. Now, whether they're voting or not, and we've said before that sometimes their names are on the rolls. They don't vote, but people go out and send a ballot out in their name, especially in universal mail-in ballot states like California, where everybody who's registered to vote gets a mail-in ballot automatically. Yeah.
And you got to get the registration out of the DMV. I don't know why that started or when that started, but that's the thing. It's like the DMV says, well, we just register people, but we don't do our due diligence. Like, we just sign them up. That's the Board of Elections, you know, responsibility. But then when you talk to the Board of Elections, they're like, well, it's not our job to question anybody when they come to vote. They would have already taken care of that, the DMV. So there's this, like, hot potato passing of nobody takes responsibility, but, oh, well, we're just going to cover our eyes and we're sure it's fine and everybody's registered, so let them vote. We don't want to disenfranchise anyone. So that's another thing that has to go. I think you should have to contact the Board of Elections, whether you have to go there in person, you know, well, you should. Right. You should go there in person and provide ID. No online stuff, and only that should be the only source. So that's another thing. Add to that getting rid of the machines, getting rid of mail-in ballots.
It would also be easy
to clean up the voter rolls.
To cross-reference this along with government databases. For instance, Social Security, IRS,
U.S.
passports. You can, again, with the technology, and we have the technology, it can be done.
If you wanted to do it, it can be done.
Right. All right, 6:30, time for your latest news headlines. Baltimore County brother and sister who were killed in that Gwin Oak home have been laid to rest. Family and friends gathered yesterday for funeral of 15-year-old Giovanni Myrie and 9-year-old brother Steve Allen. Baltimore County police believe the shooting was isolated incident. So far, no arrests have been made. The county police also continuing their investigation into a crash that sent a school bus into a building in Parkville on Tuesday. The bus carrying students to the Maryland School for the Blind slammed in the front of the building in the 7800 block of Harford Road just before 2:30 p.m., sending three people to the hospital. Eight other people were evaluated at the scene. Police are trying to determine what led to the crash. Also, Baltimore County Police investigating a deadly shooting that occurred in Parkville early Tuesday morning. Officers responded to the 8500 block of Chestnut Oak Road after reports of shots being fired. Police arrived, found a deceased person with apparent gunshot wound, according to officials. Authorities have yet to provide the victim's age or identification. Elsewhere, Maryland transportation officials are releasing a new solicitation to begin selecting the team that will construct the Francis Scott Key Bridge, the main span, and the marine approaches. MTA released a request for qualifications for the construction of those areas, launching a two-step competitive sealed proposal process to select a design-build team for the contract. Elsewhere, a man shot during an armed carjacking in Randallstown Monday evening. According to the Baltimore County Police Department, police said the shooting happened around 5:20 on Downeydale Drive and Church Lane. According to investigators, the victim was sitting inside his vehicle on Church Lane when two suspects approached, got into the vehicle, attempted to pull him out. During the struggle, one of the suspects, the victim, was shot, taken to the nearby hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police have not released a description of the suspects as of yet or announced any arrests. Also unclear if the suspects drove off in the stolen vehicle. And a federal judge has sentenced a Baltimore County man to prison on Tuesday for drug and gun charges. Jacques Hammer Brown of Randallstown sentenced 135 months in prison following 5 years of supervised release for possession with intent to distribute controlled substances and possession of a gun. That controlled substance was fentanyl. Take a look at Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
At 6:33, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels are open, but there is a new wrinkle here. It looks like a broken down vehicle behind the yellow line here on the southbound side coming out of the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So he's in the painted out area, but with the flashers on, if we get a police car behind that, it may slow us up just a bit coming out of the left tunnel on the southbound side. Then the interchange is clear at 95 Russell Street and 395 Beltway. Looks good. City police have a new minor accident, Howard Street at 29th Street up on the north side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a few leftover showers today, otherwise still hot and humid with temperatures in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight and more comfortable as temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Rain up and down the Northeast last night, playing havoc with the Major League Baseball schedule. Both the Orioles, Red Sox, and Yankees Pirates games postponed due to rain, both to be made up with day-night doubleheaders today. Dean Kramer scheduled to pitch this afternoon for Baltimore, and Kyle Bradish will go tonight as the Birds try to end that Red Sox 14-game winning streak. Meanwhile, some positive news for the Birds as it's looking like a quick return to action for catcher Sam Passaio. The O's catcher had to leave Sunday's game against the Astros with shoulder discomfort. MLB.com reporting last night that Passaio is likely to avoid a stint on the injured list. Elsewhere in baseball, the Phillies and Dodgers did get their game in last night, much to the chagrin of Philly fans.
Here's Muncy driving a ball in the air to deep center field. Hill's going back. It's into the trees. Straightaway shot from Muncy. Dodgers take the lead.
Joe Davis had the call on Sportsnet LA, a lead the Dodgers would not relinquish. 2-1 the final last night in soggy Philadelphia. Apparently no one's going to catch the Dodgers now in the National League. Ravens news, the team now just 2 days away from rookie report day on Friday. One of them, of course, will be the highly touted number one draft choice, Vavenga Ioane, the guard out of Penn State. General manager Eric DaCosta recalling the lead up to him becoming a Raven.
Was my favorite player in this draft. And so we were going to take him. Dwayne, Ledford, Declan, they loved Vanga. Yeah, knowing that Vanga was one of the very top players on our offensive coach's list made it super easy for me. And the fact that I love Vanga so much and had studied him and, you know, knowing what kind of stuff this guy was made of, it made it easy for me to say, you know what, we're picking.
Ioane should be a day one starter for Baltimore. Meanwhile, sports TV news. Fox announcing yesterday that the Spain-Argentina final drew 38.9 million viewers, including a peak of 51 million, which easily set the record as the most watched English language soccer telecast in U.S. history. Telemundo's preliminary numbers for its Spanish language broadcast stood at 22.6 mil, putting the total number of viewers in the U.S. at more than 60 million for the final. The time now is 6:30. When we return, don't stand for the anthem. Get a smack on the head.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Sean, did you see this video from Wrigley Field in Chicago over the weekend?
No, I didn't. What happened?
Cubs and Twins, doubleheader or whatever it was, the Cubs destroyed them. National anthem before the game. Upper deck. This kid doesn't get up for the anthem. He's sitting down.
Right.
And about a row behind him, this older man, everybody else is standing up, leans over and tells the kid, stand up. It's the national anthem.
Right.
Kid doesn't stand up.
Okay.
And then finally on the video, the man smacks the kid in the back of the head.
Wow.
And the kid looks back at him and gets up. And this video goes viral. It's 7.5 million people at least have watched the video. And the question is, should the guy have hit the kid?
Right.
It wasn't his kid.
Wasn't his kid.
No.
Yeah. And I suppose, were there parents around or something of the child?
I mean, the video didn't show it. It didn't seem like
there
was.
Did they call security or something?
No, there was no altercation. There was no call to security.
Was it like a hard hit or was it like a little love tap?
I mean, it was like a parent would kind of slap their kid on the back of the head. Say, come on, man. Yeah. You know, so
for a parent, that would be okay. But for a stranger, that's.
Right, so he shouldn't have touched him.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. No. Yeah, I mean, this was a little over the top.
Yeah, you can't do that. you could have harassed him verbally.
I'll tell you what, though. It was pretty funny.
I bet it was funny.
Like,
yeah.
The kids
reaction. It'd be interesting to see what the comments were underneath the video when it went viral.
It was split. It was pretty much half and half. I kind of scrolled it a little bit, and some said, yeah, Patriot. You know, the other said, hey, that's not your job.
Right.
You know, kind of thing. But my goodness.
You can educate, but not without a physical assault. That's true.
Apparently, there is a cost to pay.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. People are asking, what is the cost to pay for the Democrats right now? You look at this party. This party's in shambles. And again, the Republicans, believe me, have their set of problems. But the Democrats right now are really up against it. And you look at the, again, some of the candidates they're running, the Nazi guy in Maine, Graham Plattner, the six-gender Tallarico down in Texas, this Islamic fundamentalist in Michigan that's running for Senate, El Said, and again, this Ethiopian, a migrant to the United States out in Colorado that's talking about the global South, where the immigrants need to be let in record numbers to change the construct of the United States. I mean, this, again, I don't think a lot of middle America is going to sign on to this. And then they have the really fringe candidates, like that Ashley Webb that was the lobbying to replace the Nazi tattooed Graham Plattner, who was forced out by the Democrat Party. This is a biological male dressing as a woman, clearly has mental issues, is mentally disturbed. And just a short couple of clips to show you what I'm talking about. Here's one during the debate last week when, again, Troy Jackson is the one that's going to, he was hand-selected by the Democrats, so Ashley Webb did not make the cut. But this is one of the main reasons why he wanted to run for Senate.
And then with the trans community, like, we're being dehumanized. They say that we want to hurt people. I don't want to hurt anybody. I just want to use the bathroom. If they want me to use the men's room, I will, but I don't want to be assaulted.
Yeah, believe me, nobody was going to assault this this guy. The other thing is that no one's dehumanizing anybody. I feel for these individuals that feel like they're trapped in another body or want to be another person, whatever, but that's a mental illness. I'm sorry. And they need counseling. They need therapy. They need, what they don't need is to be mutilated before they're 18 years of age. But then this is the straw that breaks the camel's back. Ashley Webb claims in a podcast with another trans individual that he actually menstruates and has a cycle.
I would feel really good on like the 15th day of every cycle. And it was a 29 day cycle that I was experiencing.
I mean, this sounds pretty cycly there. So,
and then
go ahead.
During that time, like, I also leak like a mucus, which they can't really explain.
Yeah, I apologize for that, but you know, again, this is the level of depravity and mental illness that he also claimed that he bleeds through his backside when he's on his period. Quote, when you don't have the proper hole, it finds one of two exits. And this is being readily accepted by the Democrat Party. That's the only reason why I bring it up here, is because this is no big deal for them. This is who they are embracing. This is who they are pushing forward in this moment. Transgender individuals, and again, you're looking at some of these radical Democrat socialists that have won in New York and have won in D.C. and Seattle and elsewhere. It is just mind-blowing. This is what the modern Democrat Party has become. This is not the party of your father's Democrats or of John F. Kennedy or even other Democrats in the past, even Tip O'Neill back in the day. And you might still have a few common-sense Democrats left, a few, but it seems like most of them are either moving to the radical progressive Marxist side or are afraid of that wing of the party and won't publicly denounce them. It's just incredible. We got another good example of it coming up here in just a second. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, 895 South is now backing up. This is the normal delay now. It's arrived around the ramp area at O'Donnell Street. So from there into the Old Harbor Tunnel, definitely some slowing now through there. And then 95 is running okay. It's a little busy going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That broken down vehicle is still behind the painted out area on the southbound side, left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, off to the side, completely off the roadway, just waiting to see, sitting there with the flashers on, if we get a police car there, that may slow us up just a little bit more in the left tube southbound. There's a new wreck from Baltimore County, just south of the Beltway at Charles Street at Bologna Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, dear Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Showers may linger in the area this morning. Today, still hot and humid. Highs in the upper 80s. Overnight temperatures are going to be dropping into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunny, less humid, and in the low 80s. And right now, again, did have some overnight showers. And as we mentioned, some lingering rain falling here, there, and everywhere. But right now, we're looking at cloudy skies, 76 in Ocean City and 72 in downtown Baltimore. Time for... head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
What you do is what you believe, and everything else is just cottage cheese.
good old cottage cheese. It's Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana.
Gotta love him.
Yeah. He and Hegseth went at it a little bit yesterday, along with Raisin Dean Cain. I saw that in the hearing. And again, look, it's tempers are flaring over the war here. McDonald's is giving its breakfast menu a sweet upgrade with a new honey butter bacon egg and cheese biscuit.
Oh, I saw that.
Wow. They're using honey butter chips to be the viral honey butter toast trend, and they're saying McDonald's is putting its own spin with its bacon egg and cheese biscuit, and they're bringing some honey brown butter sauce on top.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's real.
If it's real. And if it's not laden with chemicals, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Coca-Cola has apparently trademarked the word spicy.
Yeah.
You know, so we wonder what spicy is. The new term has been trademarked specifically for soda, but it's more likely we'll see it attached to some sort of beverage released in the near future. Mm-hmm. So what is spicy? Is it a spicy Sprite? That's what I'm guessing here, right?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. What will spicy taste like?
Crap.
And apparently, this same word was teased on April Fool's Day 4 years ago.
Mm.
So maybe they thought this would be a good time. Because, yeah, as we know, the heat is in just about everything, food and drink. So people are into spice right now. So is spicy some kind of spicy Sprite? So we'll have to wait and see there. And finally, at Cold Stone Creamery, they've launched a new ice cream taco, Oreo teaming up with Reese's. And this is called the Cookies and Peanut Butter Ice Cream Taco.
Oh.
Available at Cold Stone locations nationwide. $10.99 for your Cold Stone ice cream taco. Yeah. That's a pricey ice cream taco.
You better believe it.
And you got to pay all those royalties to Oreo and Reese's, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, he's saying, oh, no to the taco.
Yeah, again. You know, some of that stuff is really, really rich. You know, you can only eat a little bit of the ice cream. You know, so, but just give me... just give
I'm
me
not
my,
into it.
You don't like ice cream at all?
I do.
You do? But not the ice cream taco stuff.
No. I like frozen yogurt.
Yeah. That's good. You try some yogurt there and get a big thing of yogurt.
Publix has good frozen yogurt.
Yeah. And get some, as far as you can make your own frozen yogurt, get some fresh Greek yogurt and then you like... you know, mix in some vegetables, strawberries, or whatever flavor you like, and then you put it in the fridge or freezer, and it's really good. Good stuff.
Too much trouble.
Yeah, too much trouble. You like to just buy it right off the shelf, right into the
fridge. I walk in, buy it, get in the car, and eat it.
and most of it doesn't make its way home, that's for sure.
No, it's not supposed to. Just a little thing that you can have.
A little tiny sample.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the old Häagen-Dazs things.
Right. All right, sounds good, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48. It's 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So Brandon Gill is a Texas congressman. He was going after the Smithsonian director for, again, something that they have called, it's some kind of a toolkit that they have to, basically put their own spin on history, distort it, manipulate it, and massage it to the radical left version of what history is. And something in this toolkit that he spotted and regarding Mickey Mouse. And when you hear this exchange, it is one for the ages. And again, this is a typical, white liberal woman, Smithsonian director, and I think her name is Hartig. And, again, this is just a classic exchange.
Is Mickey Mouse racist?
Mickey Mouse is not racist.
It's not racist. According to the Smithsonian Institution, one of your exhibits referenced Mickey Mouse as representing, quote, vestiges of longstanding traditions of blackface minstrelsy. Would you describe that as racist?
No, the historical trajectory of the origins of Mickey Mouse tied directly
so Mickey Mouse is rooted in racism. Is that your testimony?
No, sir. It's rooted in minstrelsy.
Minstrelsy. You don't think the blackface minstrelsy is racist?
It has certain obvious racial overtones that have been well documented.
And you think that that's problematic, that Mickey Mouse also has those racial overtones?
It's not for me to determine what's problematic. It's determined to me what's accurate.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Is it important to be polite?
Excuse me, sir?
Is it important to be polite?
Yes, sir.
It's also interesting because the same mass action toolkit that your organization has been promoting references politeness as a defining characteristic of white supremacy culture. Ma'am, are you a white supremacist?
No, sir.
You're not? Can you help me square why your organization says that being polite is part of being a white supremacist?
I'm not exactly familiar with that passage of the mass action toolkit, which is
I can show you the passage
right
here.
Pardon me?
I said I just read you the passage from it.
And then your question was, sir?
Yeah, and so again, very smug, very arrogant. But Brandon Gill doing a great job exposing the hypocrisy of the radical left that have infiltrated our institutions like the Smithsonian. This mass action toolkit was all about white supremacy. And that's the kind of stuff that President Trump recently in an executive order said they wanted to purge, our government agencies, our government museums, and some of other things. Just be historically accurate and stop pushing this radical left-wing agenda about white supremacy and to suggest that Mickey Mouse was born out of minstreling and minstrel shows is absurd. I mean, again, this is what they do. They try to tear down every single iconic character or founding father. Again, nobody's perfect, that is for sure, but that is the left's agenda, is to completely undermine and smear America. 651, if you are a person that's struggling up there in money management right now, maybe you've kind of had some issues with medical bills or COVID, or perhaps you have miscalculated your retirement and having some cash flow issues, money issues. And you look at it and look, there's a number of things that you can't do. Look, if you're 62 years of age or older, and you own your own home, you might want to consider the reverse mortgage. And I think the best advice I can give you and recommend is something that I did. And I looked at, trying to help out another member of the family. I called Mark McVeary and we talked about, he's the reverse mortgage answer man, a reverse mortgage. And he laid it out all for me in about like a 45-minute phone call. Here are the advantages, here are the disadvantages, which is why it might work, why it won't work. And so, again, it's something he will do for you as well. He will answer all of your questions. If you're having cash flow issues now, you can use the equity in your home, the reverse mortgage, and you can stop. You don't have a mortgage payment. You can get rid of the current mortgage payment that you have, and then you decide how and when you're going to pay the reverse mortgage loan back. You can wait till the end of the mortgage, or if you pass on, your heirs can then sell the house and pay the bank back. There are any number of ways it can be done, but it gives you the flexibility and the fluidity of better cash flow in your home today. So why suffer with monthly bills that you don't need to? Why stress out? Why get all bent out of shape over meeting that nut each and every month? Call Mark today. He'll sit down and give you all the information, answer all your questions. 410-788-7070. That's 410-7070. 888-7070 for the reverse mortgage answer, ma'am.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, Lug Nuts Johnson.
Now both the tunnels now putting up with about a 10-minute delay, both on 95 South around the O'Donnell Street ramp, and now 895 is backed up to the Urban Avenue ramp. Just a normal heavy traffic. Everybody's moving and going into both the Harvard tunnels, but very heavy. And then all four lanes are busy at the Fort McHenry Tunnel going in, and all four lanes are coming out on the south end, and then moving eventually down to the interchange. And good conditions here at 95 Russell Street and 395, eventually moving out on 95 to the Beltway on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. Lingering showers this morning and then hot and humid, upper 80s today. But cold front moving through tonight, dropping the temperatures into the mid-60s. Sunny, less humid tomorrow, low 80s. Right now, 73 in Dundalk, 70 in Bel Air. And for the third time in about a week and a half, we've had a mass transportation vehicle crash into a building, and it's just incredible. We had the bus crash, the MTA bus crash, into the FedEx building on Pikesville here on Reisterstown Road, just down the block from the radio station not too long ago. And again, the bus driver, and there were many people injured. Some had to be evac'd. Thank God, no fatalities. We're still not sure what caused the crash, whether it was a medical issue for the bus driver, whether he got cut off by somebody. That's still under investigation there. That we had a tractor trailer go into the a home in Dundalk. Again, still no word on what caused that driver to lose control of his tractor trailer and to crash into that that home. And then yesterday, three people hospitalized after a school bus crashed into a building on Harford Road in Parkville around 2:30 in the afternoon. It's at Harford Road and Lavender Avenue. According to Baltimore County Fire Bureau Chief Travis Francis, three students and two adults were on the school bus at the time of the crash. The driver and one of the students ended up with being injured. An additional adult at the scene apparently was somebody working in a business that was pinned between the bus bumper and the wall of their business. Because, you know, you got a bus all of a sudden right through the front window of your business. And again, we don't know the cause of the accident, whether it was a medical issue or whether, again, it was something on the road itself. We were just discussing safety on the roads earlier this week, and lo and behold, we got another issue. Here is a person who worked right in the next block, not too far from the bus crash scene at a local bakery on the crash.
I was working at my table, heard the whole building shook, heard the boom.
Yeah, heard the boom, building shook, and again, that was, and again, I don't know how fast the bus was going, but it was fast enough for it went through the front part of the building facade and deep into the first room there. The Bureau Fire Chief, Travis Francis, said there indeed were injuries.
One of those students, as well as one of the adults, the driver of the bus, were transported to a local hospital. Minor injuries at this time, as well as one additional adult from the scene that was transported with minor injuries.
Now, there was another woman was driving her car. She was sitting at an intersection when not moving when her car was hit by the bus.
We were pretty stationary, and then I just felt like hit. I don't know how many times. I definitely jolted a few times.
Yeah, so if you've got somebody sitting in, I don't know whether it was a light or whether it was a stop sign, but if you got a car that's stationary and the bus hit the car, glanced off the car, then that would suggest either one of two things, I suppose. Either there was some kind of medical issue with the driver and they lost control of the bus, or maybe he or she was distracted and grazed the car and then tried to recover and lost control of the vehicle before it goes into the building. But one of the issues that we keep coming back to is speed and the folks that on Hartford Road that are all, you know, performing these U-turns that cause people to slam on the brakes or, again, in some cases, they cause accidents.
People fly down this road, and the amount of U-turns in the middle of Hartford Road is the most insane thing I have ever in my life seen.
So the bus, as I mentioned, struck other vehicles before crashing into the building. Fire officials said at least three vehicles, including the school bus, were involved. And again, that number could change as the crews continue to work the scene. A Baltimore County structural engineer is inspecting the building after the bus was removed to determine whether it was safe or whether it should be condemned. And so, again, when you look at this, this is all in the last week or so. And I'm just wondering what the heck is going on. This is if these are, again, road conditions or other motorists that are causing, as I may face it, it's more difficult to maneuver a bus, be it a MTA bus or a school bus, than it is a car or a smaller vehicle. And if you all of a sudden cut up one of these buses off, it's not going to end well, that is for sure. My good friend Mike over at Elegant Kitchen and Design wanted me to remind you that if why overpay for new cabinets for your remodeling project for your kitchen or countertops? They've got it all at Elegant Kitchen and Design on Joppa Road in Baltimore County, and they'll keep your project on time, on budget, and with the best materials. They've got granite, they've got quartz, quartzite, you name it. All their cabinets you can see right in the showroom on Joppa Road, and they're going to really save you a ton of money. Elegant Kitchen and Design, Joppa Road in Baltimore County. Check them out, elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. With only 104 days left until this fall's midterm elections, the issue of affordability, including prices of gasoline and groceries, continues to be raised by voters, some of whom blame the war with Iran. But one GOP leader, Oklahoma Congressman Josh Brickeen, says the real culprit is Congress spending beyond its means.
Devaluation of our currency is what's driving this. Overspending in Washington, D.C. The biggest thing we can do to stop the unaffordability crisis is to stop the devaluation of our currency and do something, really do something about the $2 trillion overspend every year. We are a nation that's headed towards a sovereign debt crisis or inflation turning into hyperinflation. That is our future. There was a time in the 1900s where $5 would be comparable to $100 today.
The Oklahoma Republican says that devaluation, the devaluation of the dollar, is what's really behind higher prices at gas pumps and grocery store checkout counters. Close ally of President Trump, Congressman Andy Biggs, has won Arizona's Republican governor's primary. Secretary of State Rubio says Iran cannot be allowed to control the strategic Strait of Hormuz.
If we create a precedent in the Middle East where a nation state can decide that they are going to control an international waterway, charge a toll, and if you don't pay them, blow up your ships, we have created a very dangerous precedent.
The U.S. has carried out an 11th night of military strikes on Iran. It is one of a U.S. president's most solemn duties. Later today, President Trump will attend the dignified transfer ceremony for four U.S. service members recently killed in the Mideast. Large swath of the east has been pounded by severe storms, flooding rains, fierce winds, and Tropical Storm Bertha expected to make landfall along the Louisiana Gulf Coast late tonight or early tomorrow morning. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 13 points, NASDAQ futures 150 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're watching the market, you may know that gold has pulled back more than 20% from its recent highs. Silver has fallen even further. History shows that this could be the perfect time to diversify your retirement portfolio to include precious metals like gold and silver. In crisis after crisis over the last 50 years, gold fell first, then surged to new highs as the crisis unfolded. That's why Advantage Gold wants to send you a free gold investment guide valued at $49, plus a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's best-selling book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. When you call 800-900-8000. In today's market, government debt has exploded to nearly $40 trillion, and central banks around the world continue buying gold at record levels. The smart money sees opportunity. If you're considering diversifying a retirement account with precious metals, tax and penalty free, now is the best time to call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
7:03, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the backup on 895 is still pretty consistent here. It's back around the Eastern Avenue Bridge and then may back up towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. So that's about 7 to 10 minutes right now. 95, once again, is starting to slow just a bit at O'Donnell Street, but all four lanes are open. So again, about here at 95, I would say 5 to 7 minutes southbound on 95 through there. No incidents right now. Baltimore County just dispatching out to a wreck on Milford Mill Road. Have to get the cross street, but if you're traveling on Milford Mill, which would be around the area of the Beltway and outside the Beltway, keep an eye out. We'll let you know on that when we get the cross street and more information. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a few leftover showers today, otherwise still hot and humid with temperatures in the upper 80s, partly cloudy tonight and more comfortable as temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
75 degrees in Annapolis at 7:04. Time for some WCBM local news. And some Baltimore County Council members are questioning why former County Executive Johnny Olszewski's role in arranging a controversial private meeting between his chief of staff and the county's inspector general at a cafe was not disclosed until years after the encounter triggered litigation, outside investigations, and more than $125,000 in taxpayer costs. Baltimore County Councilman David Marks said both the structure of the meeting and the delayed disclosure raised concerns. More than a month after federal immigration agents arrested two people outside of Baltimore Elementary School, the Baltimore City Council will hold a hearing to examine how stepped-up immigration enforcement is affecting the community. The hearing scheduled for 12:30 this afternoon at City Hall comes after the June 11th arrest outside Commodore John Rogers Elementary Middle, sparking widespread criticism from city officials and renewed concerns about immigration enforcement near the schools. And Baltimore County Police are continuing their investigation into a crash that sent a school bus into a building in Parkville yesterday. The bus carrying students from the Maryland School for the Blind slammed into the front of a building, the 7800 block of Harford Road and Lavender Road before 2:30 in the afternoon, sending three people, including the driver and a student, to the hospital. And that's a look at WCBM News. Style on Sports coming up next.
WCBM Baltimore.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys, my guys. Well, as the Hall of Famer Ernie Banks used to say, let's play two. And that's exactly what the O's and Red Sox will do today and tonight, 1:35 and 7:10 p.m. Birds and Bo Sox were postponed last night. Storms up and down the Northeast. Birds sitting three behind the Red Sox in the AL wildcard race. And as bench coach Donnie Eckers said before the All-Star break, this is far from over.
But two things can be true. Your record is the truth. And so that does define who we've been. It does not define where we can go. So you think about what could be possible for this team, and we'll put no boundaries on what the answer to that could be.
Meanwhile, the Trevor Rogers situation grows more interesting by the day. It was a trade deadline deal that brought the left-hander to Baltimore back in 2024. Now, as the two-year anniversary of that date approaches, it's possible that a deadline trade could send Rogers out of Baltimore. He's a pending free agent. Rogers a prime target to be acquired by a contender. The O's are listening to offers as a rental for the remainder of the season before he hits free agency. Or the O's could do the right thing and sign Trevor Rogers. To football we go, where other than Trey Hendrickson, the most impactful free agent pickup for the Ravens, could end up being their oldest. We're talking about defensive end Calais Campbell, who will turn 40 on September 1st.
Cool to still be wanted. You know, there's a lot of people out there who want to play that can't get a job, right?
Campbell, of course, dealing with family tragedy. His brother Sierra Campbell has been arrested and charged with the murder of their mother, Nateel Campbell, back in June. Coming up in 30 minutes, taking a foul ball south of the border. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys. From the Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680. That is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Top stories coming up in this hour. Questions arise after the Moore administration has paid $4.4 billion for 10,000 affordable rental units. And again, we'll take a look at who gets these contracts and how much of our taxpayer dollars go to it. How much will redistricting cost taxpayers in the state of Maryland coming up in just a couple of weeks? But a top story here today, once again, look, one of the ongoing problems with the structural deficit that we have here in the state of Maryland, government is way too big, and needs to be pared down significantly. And again, that needed to happen during the previous administration under Hogan. It needs to happen here under the Democrats that are on a spending palooza, if you will. The other issue is the fraud that is ongoing. And the fact is that, again, we find this fraud. And this is something that's interesting because the state of Maryland very rarely, if ever, self-regulates or conducts any kind of a forensic audit of their own agencies. If they did on a regular basis, you'd save the taxpayers a heck of a lot of money. The latest revelation is coming out of the Maryland Department of Human Services. According to an Office of Legislative Audit, this is a July 15 report, the DHS did not ensure that local social services departments properly vetted recipients of taxpayer-funded assistance programs like SNAP, leading to states sending out thousands improper payments of food assistance and other benefits, according to this audit. These benefits went to a multi-million dollar lottery winner and inmates who do not qualify for public assistance programs. And this comes as the feds are cracking down on the states that are making these improper SNAP payments. The Department of Human Services Family Investment Administration from June of 2021 to February of 2025. So that includes both the Hogan and the Moore administrations. Mishandled public assistance programs, responsible for the oversight of these social services, and botched them terribly. Now, here's what they found during the audit period. State officials did not ensure that local departments had adequate checks in place to guarantee that those who received SNAP benefits and other assistance were qualified for the program. The audit said that local departments did not have required documentation to evaluate program eligibility, even though the Family Investment Agency is expected to ensure that local departments are collecting that information. And local officials did not have the documents to verify that recipients met employment, income, and immigration status requirements to qualify for public assistance benefits. That lack of oversight led to benefit payments to a winner of a $2 million in a lottery, who went on to receive $9,000 in benefits after they won. Nearly 2,000 instances were incarcerated individuals or inmates who, by the way, are not eligible for SNAP or temporary cash assistance, got those benefits. There's also a contract dispute between two vendors on their new tap-and-go EBT cards, which is supposed to reduce fraud and benefit theft, but there was fraud within the the bidding before these two vendors. And what we don't get addressed in this audit, and I'm most curious to find out what happened there, is how many illegal aliens. We're always told that they're not eligible for benefits and they don't receive benefits. Well, I'd like to know, in addition to the lottery winners and the inmates, how many illegal aliens got SNAP benefits or temporary cash assistance here in the state of Maryland. So, again, this is just tip of the iceberg type stuff, because we all know that Maryland has an error rate of over 13% when it comes to sending out SNAP payments or benefits. 713 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County. It's on the inner loop this time, coming up from the American Legion Bridge and River Road. It's at the spur at 270. So 270 might see it, but the inner loop now is backed up, looking at the camera at River Road. And eventually, if it stays here like this, it will back up to the American Legion Bridge. And then, of course, the outer loop can see it, already backed up from New Hampshire Avenue and around to the Mormon Temple. But the wreck is on the inner loop side. We'll keep you posted on that. Still waiting for the cross street. Baltimore County, about 10 minutes ago, went out on a wreck on Milford Mill Road. I don't have the cross street yet. We're trying to get that. But in the meantime, local traffic heads up outside the Beltway and, of course, anywhere around the bridge at Milford Mill Road and 695. So we'll let you know as soon as we get it. Both the tunnels still looking at least some delays southbound. No big problems, but the latest check about 20 minutes ago, we were backed up south of O'Donnell Street at both the tunnels. The ride towards Annapolis is clear. The minor buildup just beginning on I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. Lingering showers this morning. Today, hot, humid, upper 80s. Overnight, we get a cold front moving through, dropping temperatures down a little bit to the mid-60s. And tomorrow, nice day. Sunshine, it'll be dry, less humid, and the low 80s. Right now, we're sunny, 72 in Ellicott City, partly sunny, 71 in Pikesville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Yesterday, President Trump meeting along with the president of Lebanon, and the Wall Street Journal was reporting that Israel claims that right after or right around the Operation Midnight Hammer, where we buried the alleged centrifuges and enriched uranium under tons of rock and mountains, that they allegedly moved that to another mountain called Pickaxe Mountain. And that has now become a flashpoint for the president. He told reporters yesterday that the U.S. will attack Iran's Pickaxe Mountain, where Israeli intelligence claims that Iran has been rebuilding their nuclear program since last fall.
We'll be hitting that area very probably pretty soon, and there's not a thing they can do about it. You know, normally I wouldn't say that. If I thought they could do something about it, I would never say that. But we'll be hitting that area pretty soon, and very heavily.
The president all went on to say that, look, he's coming up to a big decision here, either agree to a 10-day ceasefire or it's going to be all-out war with Iran that continues to strike at its neighbors. And now its proxy, the Houthis, have blockaded the Red Sea. And that's only benefits Iran, nobody else. So, this seems like it's going in the all-out war direction and not the ceasefire. Although the president says the Iran is still reaching out, allegedly to negotiate. A reporter tried to call the president out on that yesterday, and it went badly for that ABC reporter.
Mr. President, there are no signs that Iran is ready to stop fighting. So what is the plan? Is the plan to just keep bombing until they give up?
There are no signs. What, you know something that I don't know?
Well, they continue to attack our allies and
you don't know
Americans.
What the dialogue is behind the scenes, that they want to meet desperately to try and end it because they're getting decimated. You don't get that when you listen to your fake station, but you don't know. You don't know anything.
So what, talks are
you know
still
something
possible,
that I don't
likely.
Know? Do you know something I don't know?
Well, tell us.
I will tell you, they want to desperately meet and until they're ready to meet in a meaningful way, we have no interest in even.
Yeah, and so tell us, you know, exactly. Yeah, we're going to tell you everything. Everything that we're about to do, what we're doing, it's all, just these people are, they really are pariahs. Treasury Department, Scott Bessent said yesterday it has blocked nearly $100 million in federal payments from being sent to deceased individuals since implementing a government-wide payment verification process last year. It's $100 million in payments to dead people. Just amazing. And again, they said they reviewed approximately 885 million payments totaling $2.7 trillion and identifying more than 4,900 payments worth about $99 million that were associated with deceased payees. Now, my question is, who's getting these payments if the people are dead? Who's cashing the checks? And why aren't we prosecuting, to the fullest extent of the law, people who are defrauding the United States government and the United States taxpayer? Hopefully Scott Bessent has an answer for that. Chairman Rand Paul releasing documents showing that the Customs and Border Protection were prepared to question and search EcoHealth Alliance mad scientist Peter Daszak regarding the COVID origins until the FBI stepped in and intervened and told the Border Patrol agents to stand down. That would be Christopher Wray's FBI. That cat has got a lot to answer for. President Trump's working families' tax cuts ignite manufacturing renaissance across all 50 states. For instance, in Maryland, we're looking at 102,000 jobs have been protected. The GDP amount saved $18 billion and over $9 billion in wages saved thanks to the president's working families' tax cuts. President Trump endorsed Congressman Andy Biggs has won the Republican primary for Arizona governor. He'll now face Democrat Katie Hobbs in the general election in Arizona this fall. The House passed a continuing resolution to fund government until December the 4th, when we'll start that all over again at the end of the year. It's the same. It's like Groundhog Day. It really is. That's because there just aren't enough Republicans that see it President Trump's way. The Trump administration has fast-tracked deportations of fraudsters and perverts in the largest denaturalization effort ever. Again, they included a fraudster who built taxpayers out of nearly $1 million in Medicare. And that's great. I applaud that. But we also need to find the people that were getting money for the dead people. This was another Chris Wray black mark. Michigan court has released two more victims in an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a plot that was hatched and paid for by Chris Wray's FBI. The Trump administration won a huge court battle over mail-in ballots, ruling requiring states to submit voter lists and ballot barcodes before the Postal Service will deliver those federal ballots. And the president also warned Democrat-run states like New York, you're going to become, quote, ghettos of the future as rich people and companies flee, and you'll have nothing left in your state but a former shell of itself. And he's absolutely right about that. And that's what it was, 549 days into the new golden age of America. And, of course, we'll keep you posted on that every day with a MAGA update here on Casey and Company.
And we are just getting started.
The best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com. We're on our Facebook, Rumble page. We urge you to check it out. And it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Everything costs more. Meanwhile, your income isn't keeping pace. Money goes in and money goes out faster than ever. At some point, you have to ask yourself, why is your checking account doing all the work while your home equity sits on the sidelines? This is Mark McVeary. If you're 62 or older, it's time to put your equity to work. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment or provide extra cash each month. Call me at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Contractor Sean Casey here. When a kitchen or remodeling project gets held up, it costs you time and money. That's why contractors should know Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They help keep projects moving with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops, from cabinets to granite, quartz, and quartzite. They can help you stay on schedule. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent you.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
722, 22 minutes now after the hour. It is, again, 410-922-6680. That is the number if you want to weigh in here, or 1-800-922-6680. Ron says, Mikey Sherrill, the United States Naval Academy cheater, has zero credibility. He's trying to get ahead of the DOJ. She needn't bother. The DOJ and FBI are all talk anyway. So it's, according to Ron, just might as well not even investigate any of these state agencies, because what's going to come of it? Not very confident in, obviously, Todd Blanche or Cash Patel. 723, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, we located that wreck on Milford Mill Road. It's very close to Liberty Road, so right there just outside the Beltway. That's a big area with a lot of traffic there, both on Milford Mill Road and on Liberty Road, with a medic unit in that area. We may have two accidents now on the Capitol Beltway. The initial wreck was on the inner loop coming up from the American Legion Bridge, and now that backup is back to the Potomac at that point. And then there's now a report of an accident on the outer loop in the same area. So 270 gets an impact. The outer loop of the Beltway is backed up to New Hampshire Avenue, and now the inner loop is backed up to the American Legion Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, lingering showers, hot and humid today, highs in the upper 80s, but hang in there, relief is on the way. Sunny and 70 in Reisterstown, and right now it is 73 in downtown Baltimore. So once again, a couple of black marks for the Moore administration. Yesterday we find out that the Department of Human Services, which has been plagued by problems, Rafael Lopez, the former secretary, has stepped down. And again, this involves foster care. It involves, again, we had Kenia Ward, remember that case, and they were placing foster children in with sexual perverts and pedophiles, obviously not doing the proper background checks and vetting. They had hundreds of kids that were languishing in hospitals without being placed in homes. Then we had the foster child that drowned in the backyard pool in Anne Arundel County. And on and on and on it goes. And they've had issues with audits. And now, of course, we find the another under the umbrella of the DHS is the family, what is it, the agency called again? A family investment agency, in which SNAP benefits were being paid out to lottery winners, inmates, and I guarantee you illegal aliens are getting these SNAP benefits as well. So you got that. And again, this is something that, look, whether you like it or not, and look, I'm going to be fair here. I'm going to be bipartisan in that if this was happening under the Hogan administration, they should have been held accountable as well. But sometimes you don't learn the results of these audits until after the previous administration have left office. Here we have the report now that Westmore is asking for you to hire him back for a job for a second term. And based on everything I've seen so far, the lying about the military records, the embellishments about his resume. I mean, imagine if you did that in a private company. Imagine if you had hired or had applied for a job in a private company and they found out that you lied about most of your resume. What do you think would happen in the private sector? You'd be gone. And that's happened before. We had years ago, we had, I think it was somebody in Annapolis government. I have to go back. I think the name, I don't want to say the name, before, I'm not 100% sure. But anyway, a woman embellished her resume to get hired, and they found out she was called out on it, and she was fired. She was canned because of it. But that's what happens in the private sector. In government and public sector, it's a badge of honor that you can lie about your record, that you can embellish your record to voters. And either they don't care because you've got a D next to your name, or they don't know because none of them pay attention to the news. They're low or no information voters. And now we have these all these agencies, again, DJS, DHS, State Highway, you name it, all having issues. Misspending taxpayer money. Then comes this. Westmore has once again failed to secure a significant opportunity for the workers of Baltimore and the taxpayers of our state. Last Friday, this was the headline in Defense News, Saronic picks Brownsville, Texas for $3 billion Port Alpha shipyard. And what that article was referring to is the maker of remotely piloted small craft. These are the drones that we're seeing in the Persian Gulf. Remember the drone ship that rescued the downed pilots and also the ones that blew up the submarine repair facilities off the coast of Iran? Saronic is set to build Port Alpha, a shipyard the company describes as the most advanced in the world. And they're doing it in Brownsville, Texas. So the question is, was Maryland, specifically the Port of Baltimore, even considered for this opportunity? If not, why not? Remember that Baltimore Shipbuilding played a significant role in providing Liberty ships throughout World War II because it had steel mills and water, the kind of water that you need to float ships. Today, the steel mills are gone, but the water remains. And lots of vacant land where steel mills once stood, that area is called Trade Point Atlantic. They currently have an estimated 3,300 acres of land available for development. And the Saronic development initially was 835-acre site, and they wanted to grow to up over 4,000 acres. And the investment the company puts at more than $3 billion. Brownsville was chosen over competing sites in California and Virginia, among others. So the question is, with 3,300 acres of available land sitting near or on the water, Westmore could not sell Maryland to Saronic. Saronic estimates Port Alpha could create 10,000 direct jobs. He's whining and moaning and crying about the 25,000 federal workers that have lost their job. Well, again, here's an opportunity to blunt some of that with 10,000 jobs. These would be welding, machining, robotics, software engineering, naval architecture. The company is, ready for this, projected a $264 billion economic impact for Texas and $160 billion for Cameron County, in which Brownsville sits. Now, Baltimore was on the list of prospective sites. So why not? Why not the Port of Baltimore? Well, again, you can run down the list, and the why nots include regulatory environment. We didn't meet the incentives that Texas offered, lower costs. Wages, again, you got prevailing wage here and so much more. So, look, it may not have been come to fruition at the end, but I think it bears some review as to why Baltimore was passed over for Brownsville, Texas, and another black mark for the Westmore administration. All right, 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Baltimore County brother and sister who were killed in the Gwynn Oak home have been laid to rest. Family and friends gathered yesterday for the funerals of 15-year-old Giovanna Myrie and her 9-year-old brother Steve Allen, shot to death in their home on Tallis Road a couple of weeks ago. Baltimore County police believe that shooting was isolated incident, and so far no arrests have been made. Baltimore County police are also continuing to investigate a crash that sent school bus into the building in Parkville right there at Harvard Road for 2:30 p.m. yesterday. The bus was carrying students from Maryland School for the Blind. And, again, a student and a driver suffered minor injuries and were sent to the hospital along with an adult who was pinned against the wall when the bus crashed into a local business. Baltimore man has been arrested in connection with a shooting that took place near Walter P. Carter Elementary Middle School, according to BPD. 42-year-old Deshaun Elliott charged after allegedly shooting a 39-year-old man in June. According to about June 5th, around 2:37 in the afternoon, officers responded on York Road for a reporting shooting. Once there, they found a 39-year-old man suffering from a gunshot wound to the body, transported to the local hospital where he was listed in critical but stable condition. And again, a month after that, they were able to issue a warrant, and the detectives arrested Elliott. He was transported for central booking just the other day. And a man has been sentenced for a deadly shooting of a 26-year-old in a child visitation dispute in West Baltimore last year. Again, the man, Timothy Sheehan, or Shearn, rather, is found guilty in the murder of Deanna Johnson, has been sentenced to life in prison plus an additional 65 years. Authorities said Shearn threatened the mother of his child with a firearm, then shot and killed the father of one of her other children. It's 7:32. We'll take a look at traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
At 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the backup on 895 now has gone back beyond Pulaski Highway, so now that puts us up to the 20-minute range, maybe a little bit longer on 895 South. And looking at 95 South here, it's going to back up around the Eastern Avenue Bridge, so maybe 15 minutes and growing just a bit now for 95, a little more than 20 minutes on 895 South. Watch out for the wreck at Milford Mill Road and Liberty Road. That's just outside the Beltway and the Capitol Beltway, with two different accidents in the same area on both the inner and the outer loop near 270 and River Road in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a few leftover showers today, otherwise still hot and humid with temperatures in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight and more comfortable as temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Double dip of Orioles baseball for you today and tonight, 1:35 and 7:10 p.m. O's and Red Sox going to finish this series. Brewers will send Dean Kramer and Kyle Bradish to the hill. For Bradish, the right-hander on a heater, a 2.12 ERA over his last five starts.
I think the competitiveness in the zone, that's kind of been apparent for the past, month and a half, 2 months, which has kind of been the turnaround for me.
Bradish will pitch tonight. Kramer goes this afternoon. Kramer's record, 1-2. His ERA stands at 4.35. Now, elsewhere in Major League Baseball, this happened Monday night in Arizona, and it is not a laughing matter.
Rhoda Grauer swings on the first pitch and fouls it off of himself. He's still down. That might have caught him on the inner leg. Maybe even higher. What do you see here, Dallas?
Yeah, that'll hurt.
And he's still down.
Athletics rookie Joshua Kuroda Grauer undergoes emergency surgery on Monday night to repair a ruptured testicle suffered via a foul ball off his own bat earlier that night in that at-bat. Kuroda Grauer somehow managed to both finish the at-bat with a single and return to the field for the next inning before leaving the game and going to the hospital. Wow. NBA news, the pursuit of free agent LeBron James took an interesting turn yesterday, with the Miami Miami Heat mistakenly posting a link to a live stream titled LeBron James Introductory Press Conference, scheduled for July 27th. The link was quickly deleted, but this story obviously to be continued. More ESPN layoffs to talk about. Familiar names like Carl Ravitch and Tom Pelissero were among the people laid off by the network yesterday as the worldwide leader continued its cost-cutting week. The moves come in the wake of ESPN's acquisition of the NFL network in January. Cam Newton and former Raven Bart Scott were among others who were also let go. And speaking of former Ravens, how about this? The new season three of the show Quarterback, is now officially out. This installment follows four signal callers through the 2025 NFL season. They include Jaden Daniels of the Commanders, Baker Mayfield, Cam Ward, and Joe Flacco. Let's hear from Flacco at his home in New Jersey, in his den, looking at and pondering the meaning of his Super Bowl mementos.
These are things that you think you're going to care about, like, a lot. And I guess, like, the idea is, like, oh, yeah, that'd be cool to have, like, a little office and put some things up. And then you ultimately don't really care that much about it. Like, this ring, for instance, you know, I think my kids like to look at it. I think that's ultimately what it's for. This
all episodes currently streaming on Netflix, and it is worth the time. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the Ravens' number one question entering the season.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
You know, those comments by Flacco were actually really interesting.
Yeah, they were. I'm actually enjoying. I didn't watch the first two seasons, but I watched this season.
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying it. I think it really is a great peek behind the scenes of being an NFL quarterback. I think that one of the scenes was funny to me with Flacco was when he won the Corvette for this Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
And it's sitting in his garage gathering dust.
Dust.
And the reason why is he's too big. He's too big to drive his Corvette, so it just sits there, and they don't want to sell it or get rid of it because it, you know, it's part of his trophy. It's amazing.
But the thing is 15 years old at this point or whatever.
I know.
It's funny. That stuff is great. I watched some previews, and I am going to watch the whole thing. I did watch. It's funny you say that. I did watch season one.
Okay.
I didn't watch season two.
All right.
But now I'm interested in season three, so that's what I'm going to do. Hey, number one question for the Ravens coming into camp, which begins actually Friday when the rookies report. You know, it's not about a specific player. It's not about if Lamar can come back or whatever. The number one question, and this has been the Ravens' thing for the last couple of years, can they play their best when it matters the most? That's really it. All these double-digit leads the Ravens defense gave up last year, and really in Harbaugh's tenure, I went back and looked. 46 double-digit leads the Ravens gave up in the fourth quarter of games during 18 years of John Harbaugh.
I think the biggest thing I've noticed with the Ravens is that early on when the Ravens were having successful years in playoff runs, the defense had a killer instinct. That seems to have. There are some players that are very good, but as a defense, they don't swarm to the ball. They don't tackle as well. They don't knock out the other guy as well as they used to.
Well, they certainly don't have a Ray Lewis or an Ed Reed like they used to, and even a Terrell Suggs for that matter. Yeah. But you're absolutely right. They just don't have that killer instinct. They can't get off the field on key third down situations.
All right, see what happens. It's Friday. Rookies report. Wow, it's here already. All right, thanks, Gary. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. You want to play Choose Your Fake News? Now would be the time to give us a call. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You get to match wits with Kristen and Chuck here and win some WCBM merchandise. We have been looking at the special session, which is coming up in just a couple of weeks, August 3rd to the 5th, as they are reconvening in Annapolis for one purpose and one purpose only, not to address the structural deficit or see if they can mitigate some of these large tax increases, vehicle fees, and permits and things that have just gone, you know, completely off the charts. The structural deficit is an ongoing issue. Not to mention the skyrocketing electric bills that nobody's got an answer to in either party right now in the state of Maryland. But, again, they're all going to meet to try to amend our Constitution to be able to change the language so they can redraw the maps to eliminate one congressional seat and one seat only, that of Congressman Andy Harris, the Republican of the 1st District. They want to cross the water on the Chesapeake Bay, pulling in Arundel County, which used to be a fairly red county, and now it's more purple than anything else. And they want to completely wipe out a Republican voter representation in the state of Maryland, as New England has done in most of their states up in New England. So how much is it going to cost taxpayers? And the question is, shouldn't we know about it ahead of time? Shouldn't we at least be given the cost of this? And I went back and looked. There's a great article by Pitanache Chingarande. She's one of our Baltimore Sun reporters that we talk to on a regular basis. And went back and looked. Now, they don't pay the legislators overtime or to come back, but they do have to pay for security. The hourly state workers have to be paid. Look at some of the last December, there was a one-day session that cost around $5,000 a day. That was a real in and out very quickly. But in May of 2012, there was about $10,000 a day for that session. And in 2007, there was a three-week special session that cost nearly $500,000. And so using an average of those, I've come up with this session, which is going to be about 3 days. It's going to cost us anywhere from $30,000 to $70,000 for this session. And people might say, "Well, Sean, that's chump change compared to the $71 billion budget." But this is what happens. This is where you get nickeled and dimed to death by these state legislators. And I think don't they have an obligation? The governor, the speaker of the House and the state Senate President, Electric Bill Ferguson, don't they have an obligation to reveal at least an estimate? It could be wrong, could be off 10% either way, but at least an estimate of what this fool's folly is going on. And attempt also to amend our Constitution. I think they should reveal to us what they think it's going to cost. And then after they hold a session, they can amend that estimate to actual cost. But we are the taxpayers. We're the ones footing the bill. We have every right to know. What do you think? 7:43. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. The update now with Lugnuts Johnson.
A to you is a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The morning delay, I-97 southbound, top of the hill, right at Route 32. Nothing major. Typical ride there. Gets better after the bridge at 178. Betty, I don't know who that is, but either way. I-97 south of Route 50 in that point at the ramp going into Parole and over towards Roe Boulevard. All the lanes are open. No issues right now at the Bay Bridge. Three lanes westbound, two lanes open on the eastbound side. There's a new wreck in the city. It looks like it might be on the north end of the Hanover Street Bridge, so watch out for that. Also a wreck in Leakin Park on Windsor Mill Road, and that area gets a little windy through there on Windsor Mill Road. So heads up for the city police. Earlier we had the wreck at Milford Mill Road at Liberty Road. The Capitol Beltway still has two different accidents. One is on the inner loop, one on the outer loop near the split at 270. So delays not only on 270, but on the Capitol Beltway as you're traveling through there on both the inner and the outer loop. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Stop in and see Bernie at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, lingering showers here this morning. Today, hot, humid, upper 80s, overnight temp. We got a cold front moving through, dropping us into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, less humid, low 80s right now, 74. Sunny skies in the city and 72 under partly cloudy skies in Forest Hill. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner. Our contestant this morning is Lori in Upper Cove. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. You want to go first, second, or last?
last.
All right. Well, good luck. Here are your three stories. At yesterday's White House Oval Office meeting with the president of Lebanon, President Trump joked before reporters that he's got a solution on the how to solve America's election woes. He says, again, he's pointing to the Olive Garden deal where they can require photo ID for the never-ending pasta pass. He says, if Olive Garden can do it, the rest of the country could certainly require a photo ID. Home Depot in Dearborn, Michigan is the first Home Depot in the country to now offer Arabic signage inside the store. Again, many users on X pointed out that, again, not only do they just have pictures of where you can find Home Depot items, but they also have signs in Arabic describing the items as well. And story three, the State University of New York implementing a mandatory tutoring system because a record number of first-year students are failing reading and math. The problem is so widespread and is not isolated just to New York. All right, there you have it. Story one, President Trump jokes about Olive Garden's photo ID for the never-ending pasta pass. Story two, a Home Depot signs in Arabic in Dearborn. Or story three, the SUNY system in New York, mandatory tutoring because most of the kids fail math and English. All right, Chuck, what are you thinking?
I think the Home Depot.
All right, Chuck goes for story number two. Kristen?
I can see them all being true. I can see that one being true, and I definitely see the New York State of Education story being true. I think I'm going to go with number one. That would be funny, but right. I don't know if Trump said that.
Kristen goes for story number one. Lori?
I'm going to go with two.
All right. Lori goes with Chuck. Any other reason besides liking that story that you're...
It just sounds safe to me.
So you're saying Chuck had no influence on your vote?
Right.
All right. Just want to make sure.
I told you to shut up. Not you, Lori. I'm talking to Sean.
I'm glad you clarified that.
Yes. Contestants are always right.
Story number three. That's a sad statement on our education system. That's an absolute true story that they have to have mandatory tutoring because they're failing math and English. Story number one gets one vote from Kristen, and that is our fake news story of the day. Sorry, Lori and Chuck. Appreciate you playing the game. Thanks for calling in. Yeah. We call it Dearbornistan.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's the reason why.
So I mean, first, everything's been in Spanish.
Yeah. No, they've actually pictures of the shower heads and pipes and stuff in the along with Arabic writing underneath.
I mean, it's not that hard to believe how many things have been in Spanish for all these decades. So now that's the next language.
Yeah.
Or maybe Chinese.
It's the Tower of
or
Babel.
Maybe Haitian. Yeah.
Exactly.
I thought that's where you lived.
All right. I do. No, that's actually, you started your career there, I think. Babel University. You used to Babylon.
Yeah, oh, very nice. And one of our other offices in Babel Creek, Michigan.
There you go. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. 7:48, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. This is a very interesting email from one of our listeners, Eddie. He says, Sean, today you gave the primary answer to the question as to why Marylanders continue to overwhelmingly vote Democrat. It is because they get free money, and they don't want the free money to end. Stolen taxpayer funds for SNAP benefits, dead people, illegals, free gift cards and bus rides to polling locations, money being overspent by government agencies like MDOT without accountability nor penalty are just some of the reasons why voters don't want to change the status quo of stealing hardworking taxpayer money. Until that stops, then it will be business as usual in Maryland. All right. So accepting Eddie's premise, and again, we've always said it's hard running against Santa Claus, and that's what government is. How do you stop it? Because it doesn't seem like they're willing to stop it on their own. Democrats, as a party, they're not going to stop it. They're launching a Democrat Socialist branch here in Maryland coming up at the top of the hour. We got that story for you. So that's just going to be more freebies and goodies for the protected class. So how do you stop it? The feds have tried through DOGE. And Bessent now out there, trying to rein back some of this money, $100 million going out to dead people. Do you do it with significant jail time? Do you go after these people? Trump is he's deporting those that are here temporarily, or they're foreign nationals. He's deporting them out of the country for fraud. So do you do it with significant fines and jail times? How do you stop it?
Well said, Eddie. I don't know. I think a lot of them are illegal aliens, so maybe if we could get some of that cleaned up, that would rule them out. I just wanted to add back on this special session, speaking of Democrats spending money, I do wonder if we know at least a special session won't go too long, because if it's supposed to start, what, the first week of August, I believe, August 3rd through 5th so far, the next week is MAKO. That's the conference in Ocean City that all the state and local jurisdictions go to. They sacrifice on our behalf to go to Ocean City every August, where they have panels on, you know, climate change and DEI, and they have a crab feast, and they go to the beach, and they take their families, and they sacrifice for us. So at least I don't think the special session would, you know, they wouldn't want to miss that.
Yeah,
that the taxpayers
they never
pay
go
for.
To,
well, we can't afford to go on vacation, but
they never go to Denton or Salisbury or any of the other Eastern Shore. It's always Ocean City.
They do go to Cambridge in December. I don't know why, but the longer conference is. Yes, in August in Ocean City.
Are you attending this year?
I'm MAKO adjacent.
Oh, okay.
I will not be attending, but I disguise myself as a beach vegger. I watch who's going on.
Okay.
I have spies in the conference, so I'll know what's going on.
Well, you'll report back to us if you see anything suspicious. Thanks, Kristen. 7:51, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the backup now on 95, trying to go to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, now begins at Moravia Road, so 25 minutes from there, and then going into the tunnel southbound, and 95 at that point is four lanes wide, and then we're going through the tunnel, coming out on the south end, and then the lanes are clear through the junction at 95 and Russell Street, and 395, 895 is still backed up right around the Erdman Avenue ramp. So 15 to 20 minutes there for the traffic as you're moving south at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Beltway, pretty much the normal delay, slowing in Parkville through Green Spring and some backups every once in a while on the outer loop between Liberty Road and Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, lingering showers still throughout the area maybe this morning, and then today hot and humid, upper 80s once again. Overnight temps dropping into the mid-60s thanks to that cold front that's going to move through the area. And then tomorrow, sunny, dry, less humid, going to be nice, low 80s. Right now, sunny, 74 in Columbia, it is 76 in Annapolis. So we're finding out on last week, Westmore made an announcement that the state of Maryland provided more than $1 billion in financing during fiscal year 2026 to create or preserve what they're saying is 3,000 affordable rental units. The administration also has announced roughly $4.4 billion has been invested between fiscal years 24 and 26 to support nearly 10,000 affordable rental units. All right. So there are those that have done the calculations here and are trying to figure out how much this is in taxpayer money. And when you do the math, $4.4 billion divided by the number of units, you come to a $442,000 per unit. And the question here is, when you look at this kind of money, the first question is, again, is exactly where is the money coming from? Is this all taxpayer money? Or is it taxpayer money with private capital mixed in? Who received the money? Who gets the money? And how were they chosen for this money? That is apparently not transparent. Just another lack of transparency on the part of this governor. And how are the projects selected? And where are they being built? And what safeguards exist to protect the taxpayers from being ripped off like we are with the SNAP benefits here in the state of Maryland? So, again, now I have a tough time believing that we're paying $442,000 per unit on a rental unit. But the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development says, no, it's not all taxpayer money. They're saying, according to them, only 5% of the total came from state general funds. The remaining 95% consists of private capital and Community Development Administration bond proceeds that are repaid to the department. Officials said the financing structure leverages 19 private investment dollars for every taxpayer dollar invested. So here's the question, really, is do you believe that? Do you believe that 95% of this is being funded privately and only 5%? I'm not sure unless we get an official audit on this, on these 10,000 housing units. And then why would private capital put up 95% unless there was major profit involved? Okay? That would be my question. And nobody in their right mind, no landlord, no private developer would put up the money up front unless they stood to gain a big reward at the end. And so that leads to the question, who's putting up the money? How much? And these are rental units, remember. They get to charge rent, and so there's money being made off the rent. They got to put the money up front. But then, and how much are these? It's supposedly under the auspices of being affordable rental units. So how do these private contractors or developers make their money back on affordable renting units? I just, something is off here. I can't put my finger on it yet. But we need to have these questions answered so we can find out $4.4 billion, only 5% we're being told by the state agency, is taxpayer money. But something reeks, as far as I'm concerned. I'm sorry, call me cynical, but I just, and we don't have any transparency here. So we have to have somebody call attention to this before we get any answers. Why do some people age better than others? Truth is, it really has less to do with age, more to do with how well their bodies repair and recover each day. That's why Rescue created Renew You, the age-defying drink mix for a limited time. You can buy one, get two more free at rescue.com, res-q.com. It's a delicious orange drink packed with powerful amino acids, support muscle energy, collagen production, brain function, and the building blocks your body needs to age well. So right now, go to res-q.com, look for the buy one, get two free of Renew You bundle, or call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, res-q.com, and claim your buy one, get two free Renew You bundle today.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason.
The U.S. has carried out an 11th night of military strikes on Iran as President Trump threatens to attack another Iranian nuclear site.
This site is called Pickaxe Mountain. It's south of Tehran, the capital of Iran. It is next to the Natanz nuclear enrichment site that Iran has. Now, Trump has said that he believes that centrifuges from Iran's nuclear program may be being moved to Pickaxe Mountain into these tunnels so deeply buried underground in this mountain. Now, Trump isn't saying that he doesn't believe that uranium is at this site yet. Uranium is what's needed to basically make a nuclear weapon.
Correspondent Jonathan Gambrell. The president is preparing to attend a dignified transfer ceremony for four American service members recently killed in the Mideast. He'll do so later today, joining family members of the deceased troops at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he has been traveling the country over the past few weeks, says he's heard a lot of concern about the rise of so-called democratic socialism. Johnson says it underscores a dramatic divide between the two big political parties.
Everywhere we go, the American people are seeing and understanding, they're articulating in their own way, the stark contrast between the two sides. As we say all the time, this is not your father's Democratic Party. The chasm between the two sides and their visions for America and what we believe, our principles, our priorities, our platforms, has never been more divergent than it is right now.
The GOP-led House has passed a temporary government funding bill 2 months early, aimed at averting a possible election season government shutdown. Gulf Coast communities filling sandbags, closing beaches before Tropical Storm Bertha brings flooding and powerful winds from the Florida Panhandle to Louisiana. Dow futures down 106 points. NASDAQ futures off 248. Townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way. Not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
It is 8:03, time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update with Chuck Whitaker.
Solid backup on 95 begins at Moravia Road. That's the point where all the slowing begins, eventually going through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So that's at least 25 minutes, maybe a little bit longer on the southbound side. Not quite as bad right now at the Old Harbor Tunnel, but still around the Erdman Avenue ramp. And from there at Pulaski Highway, it still takes 15 to 20 minutes or a little longer southbound through there. Beltway, yep, very slow. Parkville side, Bel Air Road to Providence Road. The interloop through Green Spring from Park Heights Avenue over to the JFX. And we're a little more stop and go, but no issues so far this morning. But we're busy coming down the west side from 75 going down through Frederick Road. New wreck from Baltimore County. They're in the area of Martin Boulevard at Compass Road. And we had a wreck about 25 minutes ago on the north end of the Hanover Street Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a few leftover showers today, otherwise still hot and humid with temperatures in the upper 80s, partly cloudy tonight and more comfortable as temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:04, and the latest on WCBM local news. Baltimore County Council members are questioning why former County Executive Johnny Olszewski's role in arranging a controversial private meeting between his chief of staff and the county's inspector general at a cafe was not disclosed until years after the encounter triggered litigation. Outside investigations of more than $125,000 in taxpayer costs, Baltimore County Councilman David Marks said the structure of the meeting and the delayed disclosure raised significant concerns. More than a month after federal immigration agents arrested two people outside of Baltimore Elementary School, the city council will hold a hearing to examine how stepped-up immigration enforcement is affecting the community. The hearing is scheduled for today at 12:30 at City Hall. Comes after the June 11th arrest outside Commodore John Rogers Elementary, sparking widespread criticism from city officials and renewed concerns about immigration enforcement near schools. Baltimore County Police are continuing their investigation into a crash that sent a school bus into a building in Parkville yesterday afternoon. The bus carrying students from the Maryland School for the Blind slammed into the front of the building in the 7800 block of Harford Road just before 2:30 p.m., sending three people to the hospital. Eight others were evaluated at the scene. Police still have not determined what led to the cause of the crash. And coming up next, we'll take a look at Stein on Sports.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh, yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting. The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cart.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
The second annual Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by the Smile Design Center and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, rain washed out last night's O's Red Sox game, rescheduled for this afternoon at 1:35 as part of today's day-night doubleheader. Birds will send Dean Kramer to the Hill this afternoon.
Every win matters, especially as we come closer to the deadline, and, I feel like this is just the beginning where we kind of find our stride, and hopefully things continue to look that way.
That was Kramer after his start against the Astros, first game after the All-Star break. Birds had their seven-game winning streak snapped on Monday night against Boston. Elsewhere in the division, the Yanks were rained out against the Pirates, but the Jays and Rays were not.
Driven in the air to deep center field. Farshow, out of room. It's a three-run homer. Yandy Diaz in his 1,000th career game.
Wayne Statz had the call on Rays TV. Yandy Diaz, you remember him, the Oriole killer, the cherry on top for Tampa Bay last night as the first place Rays crushed the Jays in Toronto. 12-2 was the final. And finally, what is it about U.S. soccer that this country can't catch up to the rest of the world and maybe never will?
Soccer players in America, it is a privileged sport. In other words, you pay your coaches, your club team to participate. I believe it's all but 4% of the soccer players in America come from families that on medium are making $100,000.
That's longtime Chicago sports talker Mike Mulligan on 104.3 The Score in the Windy City. And that's exactly the problem. Soccer is democratized in foreign countries as to where anyone can come play, regardless of socioeconomic status, but not in this country, where basically only the wealthy can afford the time, effort, and money it takes. Coming up in 30 minutes, could Adley Rutschman be on the move? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, we are going to be talking about a number of issues, including Erica Kirk fires back at Candace Owens, with a dagger to the heart. We'll also take a look at what happened in Jersey regarding 6,600 illegal alien voters registered through Motor Voter. Could it happen? Has it happened here in the state of Maryland? This is not by coincidence, folks. But our top story here, I got three stories, local stories that bear some commentary you should know about. One is that we're watching as Democrat socialists are being elected all across the country, in New York City, in D.C., in Colorado, in Seattle, and elsewhere. And as I said repeatedly, they start at the ground level. They start at school board. They start at city council. And they work their way up. The seats that they are could win in New York are congressional seats. In D.C., it's the mayor of Washington. In Seattle, it's the mayor of Washington. And in Colorado, you had an Ethiopian immigrant who is just upset a 15-term Colorado Democrat for Congress. Here in, so I've asked the question. We did this a couple of weeks ago. I introduced about a handful of Democrat socialists, including the Montgomery County executive, and a lot of delegates from Montgomery County are Democrat socialists. And I'm just wondering, again, the momentum, the impetus of the movement here in Maryland and specifically in Baltimore. Well, next Monday, there's going to be a Democrat Socialist of America chapters holding a pre-election campaign launch. And I think that's at Druid Hill Park at the Chinese Pavilion at 5:30. Again, we're being told DSA candidates will be introduced. One of them is a Baltimore City School Board member. Ashley Ash Esposito is seeking re-election in the November general election, according to the Baltimore Brew. The co-chair of the Greater Baltimore Democrat Socialist of America, his name is Joel Pally. He says, as a Democratic Socialist, I want to see working class people have more control over their futures. And most of this is based because you have a school board member in Ash Esposito and talking about teachers and children and something called the baby fund and so on and so forth. There's none of the really stark headlines that come out of New York or whatever as of yet. But I do think they're getting their feet wet here in the Baltimore area and in Maryland. And I believe that is their intention, the Democrat Socialists, to take over, use the Democrat Party to take over and become a much larger voice in our future elections, in destroying capitalism, in abolishing the Senate, and amending our Constitution, and doing the kinds of things that have made America great. And now they want to tear it down. And I think the vehicle is the Democrat Party. That's why it's important that you know that. Just, I'm not saying Wes Moore is a Democrat Socialist. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying the party that he currently is the titular head of in the state of Maryland is ripe for the taking. And we're seeing that. This is another added component that if you want to stop Democrat Socialism, you must stop the Democrats. Because they're not denouncing it. Wes Moore will not denounce the Democrat Socialists. He just won't do it. Not that I've heard of, anyway. If he's done it and I've missed it, okay, that's on me. But I'm saying we're watching as the leaders of the Democrat Party, the Hakeem Jeffries, the Chuck Schumers, the Mark Warners of the world, and et cetera, they're having a tough time with Democrat Socialists, and they're not denouncing them, which means they're accepting them, and they're trying to keep them at arm's length, at bay, but it's not working. 8:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, the backups have moved down just a bit. A little progress here, 895 and 95. We're back to maybe 15 minutes or so southbound with the lanes moving, but still backed up on 895 beyond the O'Donnell Street ramps and back towards Erdman Avenue, but not quite back to that ramp, but still moving slowly from there into the tunnel. And then 95 now has moved down. It was at Moravia Road, now back to around the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So we're again right there around 15 minutes. On 895 northbound, by the way, I'm not sure, this might be a traffic stop or a broken down vehicle. 895 northbound after O'Donnell Street, some flashing lights there off to the right side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Showers could linger this morning, but again, it's going to be hot and humid, upper 80s tonight. Cold front moving through, mid-60s tomorrow, much nicer. Sunny 74 in Ellicott City, 73 in Reisterstown. From the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry. Time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. For achieving that perfect smile, call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100. It was on this day, July the 22nd, 1862. President Lincoln informed his chief advisors and cabinet he would issue a proclamation to free enslaved people, but that he would wait until the Union Army had achieved a substantial military victory to make the announcement. 2 months later, that victory at Antietam would come, and he would publicly announce the preliminary Emancipation Proclamation declaring all enslaved people free in the rebellious states as of January 1, 1863. We're also meeting our signers of our declaration, 56 who signed, and none of them died as a result, but again, 5 would be captured, 12 would have their homes destroyed, 17 would lose their entire fortunes. Today is the second Maryland declaration signer, William Packa. Third child, second son of John Elizabeth Smith Packa. He had become, again, a justice of the Baltimore County Court. And again, at age 12, William entered the College of Philadelphia, went on to study law as a Maryland lawyer. And in 1761, he was admitted to the bar. In 1763, he set up a private practice in Annapolis. He would marry his wife, Anne Mary Chu, who was, again, from a wealthy family. Packa gained entree into the elite political circle of men like Samuel Chase and others. As the tensions between Britain and the colonies grew, Packa became a vocal critic of British policies, writing newspaper articles and letters urging the British policies should be resisted. He opposed the Stamp Act, was one of the founding fathers of the chapter of Sons of Liberty here in Maryland. His reputation as a defender of colonial rights grew, and by 1767, Packa had won a seat in the lower house of the assembly. He was also chosen a delegate to both the first and second Continental Congress. During the first Continental Congress, Packa was befriended by John Adams, who praised Packa for acting generously and nobly during the debates. He said that Maryland would return Packa to Congress when they met for the second time, and when he also met Richard Henry Lee and would vote on his resolution when it came to the floor. Packa voted in favor of independence, along with his good friend Samuel Chase, Charles Carroll of Carrollton, and Thomas Stone. Packa would then sign the Declaration of Independence. In 1782, he was elected governor of Maryland, a position he held until 1785. Although he did favor independence, Packa did not support the creation of the Constitution. He preferred the power to remain with the state governments. Thus, at the Maryland Ratifying Convention, he was an anti-federalist opposing the acceptance of the Constitution. Eventually, he would acquiesce and be a strong advocate of the 28 amendments to the document. 1790, President Washington appointed him to the U.S. District Court for the District of Maryland. He would serve there until his death in October of 1799, a few weeks shy of his 59th birthday. William Packa from Maryland, one of 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
If you love grilling, as I do, on my in my backyard grill, I do have a Weber. If your backyard setup is looking a little tired, you need a new grill, maybe you need a whole new setup in there in the backyard, make it turn into your little oasis. The biggest event of the year goes on now at Town Appliance. The 4th of July sale has been extended with some of the best outdoor brands of the business, Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, Lennox, everything you need to build your ultimate backyard oasis. Town Appliance has over 70 top brands, and both mayors will help you find the perfect fit for your backyard and your budget. Plus, ask about their flexible financing options as well. So make my good friends, both mayors, they're just incredible, make Town Appliance your grilling headquarters. Visit townappliance.com for more information.
WCBM Baltimore.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Your news, traffic, and weather station. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Day 21, 21 minutes after the hour show. Our eagle-eyed and eared producer, Kristen Hagrick, has discovered there was a Democrat-Socialist embrace that Governor Westmore, I think it was on MS Now, if I'm not mistaken. Here's how that exchange went.
Some of those candidates who find themselves successful have been Democratic Socialists. We saw that in New York, saw it in Colorado. Do you think the Democrats should do a better job of embracing those types of candidates into the party?
I think Democrats would be doing themselves a disservice by saying who does not belong.
There you have it. So he would not denounce Democrat Socialists that want to destroy capitalism, that want to abolish the Senate. Again, recently they revealed their agenda. I mean, it's un-American. It is a pure, unadulterated communism. Call it whatever you want. Communism, socialism, Marxism. Marxism is the theory. Socialism is communism-like. Communism is the worst form of totalitarianism. And that's their direction. That's where they're headed. And you have the governor of the state of Maryland not willing to distance himself from this radical, unhinged, far-left movement that seeks to destroy this country as we know it. So that's not a responsible position. Again, that's the leader of the state, of the Democrats of the state of Maryland. And this fall, this is why you need to register to vote. This is why you need to get out and vote. If you've never voted before, if you want to, again, I understand maybe some Democrats don't like the Republicans, they don't like Trump, whatever the case may be. But if you like this country as it's currently constructed, that's why, you know, you need to vote. And you need to vote the Democrats out because they are the conduit for Democrat socialism slash communism, as we just heard by Governor Westmore. 823 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
And you notice most of those big mouths, including Bernie,
yep,
are all multimillionaires.
Oh, yeah, well, that's typical of the left. Again, it's typical of communism. They mean the people first in get, it's like a pyramid scheme. They get all the money, and then everybody else shares the misery.
And they don't care what happens to you. They still don't care.
Yeah.
They got theirs, and that's all they're worried about. And it's going to be that way, folks, so you figure it out. If you're that dumb, you're that dumb, I guess. Southbound JFX, Ruxton Road through Northern Parkway, still looks good into the ramps downtown. There was a new wreck in Randallstown, Liberty Road at Brinbrook Drive. We had a wreck Baltimore County on the east side. Martin Boulevard at Compass Road. We're still very heavy southbound, but the lanes are continuing to move going into both the Harbor Tunnels. There are slow pockets on the Beltway, Parkville side through Greenspring and down the west side, anywhere between Liberty Road and I-70 down through the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Showers lingering in the area this morning. Still hot and humid. High in the upper 80s today. Overnight temperatures are going to be a lot better. Into the mid-60s, it's going to be much nicer tomorrow. 824, 24 minutes after the hour. Let's go to the phones. Rob is in Middle River. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Fine, sir.
Listen, you have said several times as you're talking today to your audience that there are many low-informed voters and people aren't voting. And I've concluded that my own personal life, how I see people talk about voting, like they'll say, nah, my vote don't count. I don't think that many people in this country deserve to vote. They take it, they are just so uninformed, low-informed, and so, I can't think of the word, blithe to what's going on, that I've come to the conclusion that maybe only property owners, not homeowners, but only property owners should vote, because we're going to get a logical vote out of them, and we're not going to have all these Section 8 rentals and wraparound services and all that jazz. What do you think?
They tried that as early on in the history of the United States, where only property owners could vote, and it didn't end well. It wasn't good. You never want to concentrate the vote in a one demographic group of hands of one group, whether it be property owners, whether it be East Coast cities, West Coast cities, or whatever. Look, the right to vote is for everybody. And I think we're better off in trying to continue to inform these low or no information voters and get them out to vote rather than try to concentrate all that voting in one group's hands. It didn't end well then. I don't think it will end well here. And that's the reason why the left wants to abolish the Electoral College. That's the beauty of the Electoral College. Again, not all the population just on East and West Coast can control who's going to be president. It's going to be spread out. That's part of the checks and balances. Rob, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. It's a great question. But that's part of the checks and balances and why we have three branches of government, why we have the Electoral College. You did not want to have just population centers determining who is going to be running the country. Therefore, you know, if that was the case, it would be New York, Philadelphia, all these major cities, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, whatever. They will be determining how the rest of us live in so-called flyover country, in small states. We recently told the story why that's why Delaware became the first state, because they wanted to have equal representation, even though they were a small colony at the time, at one of the original 13. This has been a debate that our founding fathers had 250 years ago. And we continue to have today, whether it should be the popular vote winner or the Electoral College winner. And again, the popular vote is, we see it in our states. And look, that's the other thing. Our states have been diluted with millions. We heard the 107 million figure from Greg Bovino the other day. If that is accurate, that's very scary, that 25 to 30% of our country are people that shouldn't be here, that didn't come here legally, that aren't citizens of the United States, that are having a say in what's happening in our form of government. Again, I don't have any problem for immigrants coming to this country legally, wanting to become citizens, and having a voice like the rest of us do. But again, this is where the Democrats have, this is the scheme. Whether it started with Ted Kennedy back in the 60s, they shifted immigration away from Europe and went to the South America, Central America, and other areas because they wanted make the country less white and more brown. Again, and I don't have a problem with encouraging people from these countries, but it shouldn't be shifted, as I say, in one whole fell swoop. It should be welcoming all people from around the world that can be here on merit and can make a contribution. And that just wasn't the way things went down ever since the 1960s. And we can blame the Democrats and the Democrat Party for that. All right, it's 8:29, still to come, of course. We'll take a look at what happened in New Jersey. Could it happen here in Maryland as well. And Erica Kirk firing back at Candace Owens. I want to tell you about Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty. And, of course, Vinny is just does an incredible job with you know, a number of things. But first and foremost is the sale of your home. And that's why so many people have decided that they're going to list with Vinny. Because once you list with Vinny, once you sign on the dotted line, you sign the contract, Vinny, your home is sold. It's guaranteed. It's guaranteed to sell because of the database of 12 to 13,000 buyers. And they see your home even before it hits the open market or the MLS. That's why it's important that you call Vinny, 410-709-7515. Have him come out to your home. You'll discuss price, time frame, and once you agree on the asking price and when you need to sell your home and you sign the contract, your home is sold. Again, 410-709-7515, or you can check him out at vinnysteele.com. It's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here on WCBM, your local news, including a Baltimore City Council is going to meet today at 12:30 at City Hall to assess the impact of ICE enforcement in Baltimore communities. This comes, you know, after the arrests outside Commodore John Rogers Elementary Middle School, sparking widespread criticism from city officials and renewing concerns about immigration enforcement near schools. Elsewhere, Baltimore County Council members questioning why former County Executive Johnny Olszewski's role in arranging a controversial private meeting between his chief of staff and the county's inspector general at a cafe was not disclosed until years after the encounter triggered litigation, outside investigations, more than $125,000 in taxpayer costs. Councilman Todd Crandall, a Dundalk Republican, said, quote, "Why is there a private meeting in a public setting to talk about someone's job performance and how her job was being handled? I don't think that's a conversation that you should have in a coffee shop." End of quote. Federal judge sentenced a Baltimore County man to prison on Tuesday for drug and gun charges related to a federal drug investigation. According to the Maryland U.S. Attorney's Office, Jacques Hammer Brown, age 50, of Randallstown, sentenced to 135 months in prison, followed by 5 years of supervised release for possession with intent to distribute controlled substances and the possession of a gun when Brown was prohibited after officers recovered 500 grams of fentanyl and two firearms from his home. Man was shot during an armed carjacking in Randallstown on Monday evening, according to Baltimore County Police. It happened around 5:20 in the evening near Downeydale Drive and Church Lane. According to investigators, the victim was sitting inside his vehicle when two suspects approached, got in the vehicle, and attempted to pull him out. During the struggle, one of the suspects, that victim was shot by one of the suspects, and the victim taken to a nearby hospital with a non-lifening threatening injuries. Maryland transportation officials releasing a new solicitation to begin selecting the team that will construct the Francis Scott Key Bridge's main span and marine approaches. The process has begun. 8:32, up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
8:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, Chuck Whitaker.
Getting better and improving pretty quickly now at both the Harbor Tunnels, though 895 is still right around O'Donnell Street, but 95 now has moved in south of O'Donnell Street, so we're right around 5, maybe 10 minutes at the most, and then 95, Russell Street, 395, the junction here at Camden Yards, all the lanes are open. There's a new wreck in the city on the northeast side at Northern Parkway at Lock Raven Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a few leftover showers today, otherwise still hot and humid with temperatures in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight and more comfortable as temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Rain washed out the Birds and Red Sox last night at Fenway Park, so they'll play two today, beginning at 1:35, and then again the regularly scheduled game at 7:10. Now, one of the encouraging things to come out of the Game 1 loss to the Red Sox on Monday night, according to manager Albanez, was Gunnar going the opposite way.
Gunnar did a great job, you know, going the other way, and not only just going the other way, but with authority as well. You know, that's what I was really encouraging to see from Gunnar.
Gunnar with three hits in the game. It was his second three-hit game of his last five. The Birds are going to need him to make a run in the season's second half. Elsewhere in baseball, the Orioles' next opponent is going to be the Atlanta Braves. That'll be Friday night here at Camden Yards, and they had to contend with the former Oriole last night.
Drive to center field for Machado. Harris going back, looking up, and that is gone. Manny Machado's gone deep for the second time tonight.
Don Orsillo had the call on Padres TV. Machado's two solo shots last night, leading San Diego over Atlanta. 8-3 was the final. Manny Machado with 391 career home runs, 216 in San Diego. Meanwhile, off-the-field rumblings between the MLBPA and the owners, with the Players Union making its proposal for the league's amateur draft. And this is in stark contrast to what the owners are proposing. Management wanting the draft to be reduced from 20 rounds to 12, slashing signing bonuses for players, and preventing high school players from entering the draft. The players, however, want to maintain the rights of high school players, and they want signing bonuses to grow as industry revenues grow as well. Meanwhile, excitement building among Ravens fans. Interestingly enough, not only about the players on the roster this season, but also about the coaching staff as well. Curiosity, if nothing else. Jesse Minter, of course, is the head man, but the real curiosity is the 29-year-old offensive coordinator, Declan Doyle.
Good work. Finish. Here we go. In and out. Let's go.
What stands out to me about Declan Doyle is what you hear from people he's worked with. You've seen the comments from Sean Payton about how he'd buy stock in Declan Doyle.
I like that first step, Derek. That's good.
Savant has been a popular word to use to describe him. I think he's a guy that people focus on his age, but he's a guy that everybody has said is wise beyond his years.
That was Ravens the beat reporter for The Athletic, Jeff Zrebeck, his take on the Ravens' new offensive coordinator who helped turn Caleb Williams around last year in Chicago. And on this day in sports history, we take you back 32 years to 1994, O.J. Simpson uttering these words in court when asked by the judge how he pleads in the murder of Nicole Brown Simpson, quote-unquote, absolutely 100% not guilty of murder. The time now is 8:37. When we return, could Adley Rutschman be on the move?
Hi, this is Rod Wittstedt. For the past year, I've been advertising here on WCBM, trying to offer Kim's listeners a very affordable rate of $525 for a will, a power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. Well, I can't keep that low rate up forever. If you contact me before August 1st, I will honor that rate. Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. Thank you. By the way, $750 is still a great rate.
So ESPN is reporting that the Orioles are listening to offers for Orioles catcher Adley Rutschman, which to me would be a shocking development, actually, because I think he'd still be under team control, whoever gets him. It's not like a rental for 1 year. But it is possible. There is other competition. There are two other catchers out there, Hunter Goodman and Shane Langeliers from The Athletic, who are also available on the market. But those teams are out of it.
Right.
Meanwhile, the Orioles feel that they're in it. And I think that Rutschman coming back healthy would be a big key to them being able to be successful in the season's second half. The other issue that I have is he's been on the DL, or I should say the IL now, for three times this year.
Right.
So what value does Adley Rutschman really have? I think you'd be selling a little bit low on Adley Rutschman.
I would agree with you. I think that at this point, based on his injuries, based on his performance, I don't know how much value he has, although he's a good defensive catcher, no doubt about that. But I think that if they do believe that they're going to make a run in the second half, you're going to need him. And of course, got Masayo as well, but he's also had injury problems.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about the combination is that those two catchers have over 70 runs batted in together.
Yeah.
The Orioles lead the league in RBI production from that position.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
This year, the most in the league.
Wow.
So I think it's a good combo. I think they need to keep it intact for now.
Oh, you know, listen, that doesn't mean they're going to make a deal.
True.
But let's just see. And sometimes a great deal.
Well, and it's
deal.
All about the offer.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, very good. Thanks, Gary. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. I find it not coincidence, and it's not irony, that the governor of New Jersey, Mikey Sherrill, has all of a sudden discovered 6,600 illegal aliens registered to vote in her state, 400 of which actually did vote in the 2024 election, which, by the way, was her election. When she went in as governor of New Jersey. And I think it's not by coincidence that last Thursday, President Trump delivered a speech on election integrity. And then the following day, the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, Mark Wayne Mullen, talked about 250,000 illegal aliens registered to vote in just four states. And said also that if you don't cooperate with the Justice Department, with election officials in your state, and we come to find out that illegal aliens are still registered to vote and actually did vote, there could be fines and penalties and even prison time, is what Mark Wayne Mullen said. And then, lo and behold, 5 days later, we get a press conference hastily arranged by Mikey Sherrill saying that, oops, there was a software glitch, error, in our motor voter registration system.
They were asked if they wanted to register to vote. We are here to share information I learned of a few days ago. In June of 2023, nearly 3 years before I became governor, a serious software error in New Jersey's motor vehicle system led to the improper voter registration of what we believe to be roughly 6,600 people in our state. When New Jerseyans applied for a driver's license or identification at the MVC, they were asked if they wanted to register to vote. In the case of this error, some individuals indicated that they weren't citizens and weren't eligible to vote, but the software registered them anyway. The error in the software was corrected a year later in June of 2024. That is more than 2 years ago. I learned of this last Wednesday, and I immediately ordered my chief counsel to launch a comprehensive investigation. Currently, the Division of Elections is working to ensure anyone who is illegally registered is removed from the voter rolls. Initial analysis shows that fewer than 400 newly registered individuals voted in an election due to this software error.
Yeah, and part of the problem, I think, is that you have some jurisdictions, like here in Maryland, I think it's College Park, Tacoma Park, and a few others, where non-citizens are allowed to vote in local municipal elections. And so I'm not quite sure. I got to do some research on this. On are they mixed into the regular voter registration rolls, or are they somehow compartmentalized or segregated in a separate voter database? Because if you mix the two, if you let the two to, you know, collab, you know, collate amongst each other, then it's ripe for problems. Then you have non-citizens on the massive voter registration database. So I'm wondering also, is it's got to be happening here in Maryland. If 250,000 illegals were registered in four states, 6,600 in New Jersey, I bet you your bottom dollar that we have it here in Maryland, because Maryland does not purge voter rolls. We just don't do it. And that, of course, we're not giving over the voter registration database to the federal government, and they're fighting that, Jared DeMarinis and others. And the fact is, why? Well, they say they don't want to disenfranchise voters. Well, how about disenfranchising illegal voters? It shouldn't be on the damn list to begin with. So this is part of the ongoing cleanup that we need as part of our election process. And thank God for President Trump and others that are bringing attention to it, because otherwise these people would do nothing. They wouldn't lift a finger to clean up our elections. 8:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now the update. The king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Nothing major on the Beltway, but a little bit slow yet. Parkville side through Green Spring to the JFX and down the west side. Liberty Road through I-70 to Route 40. And then the southwest side, looking at you live here right at the BW Parkway. Both sides of the Beltway are clear, and it looks like the ramp coming up from I-97 up through that area is running okay without any problems towards 648 and up through that area. JFX has been good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. You'll still have some delays, but nothing out of the ordinary now with the heavy traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, lingering showers here this morning, maybe in the area, but it's going to be a hot and humid day today, upper 80s, overnight temps dropping to the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, it'll be dry, less humid, and pretty nice day, low 80s, nice stretch of weather coming our way in the next couple of days. Right now, we're looking at sunny skies and 77 degrees in Baltimore, 77 in Dundalk. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some.
Brought to you by Town Appliance. Well, six volunteer firefighters in Pennsylvania helped carry a 100-pound senior dog out of a forest after it got too exhausted to continue its hike. Volunteer Firefighter Secretary Tiffany Young was part of that rescue.
The guy was up on the trail hiking with his dog, and his dog became unresponsive and was unable to walk the rest of the way out the trail. And the dog was up in there, and he needed help getting the dog out. She was a 100-pound dog. At times, only two of us able to carry at a time. We were able to switch off. Most of the way, we were able to carry four corners. We put her on a, it's really steep up in there. These mountains are kind of unforgiving. We don't just care about humans. We care about our furry friends, too. And Sable was no exception. She was a sweet girl, and she really, really needed us desperately, so we were happy to be there for her.
I think that it's a great happy ending, but there's also the question that shouldn't the dog owner know if the dog itself is capable of making such a strenuous hike in a forest like that? So, looking, had a happy ending, so everybody is okay with it, I guess. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Attention all grillers. Want to impress your family and friends this 4th of July and beyond? Here's your chance at Town Appliance at Owings Mills for their huge holiday event. They have the best grills on display in their showroom, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XL, and Lynx. Plus, over 70 top appliance brands. Mayer & Mayer makes shopping simple, easy, and fun with flexible financing to fit your budget. They're open Sunday through Friday. All you have to do is visit townappliance.com today.
And, of course, we're talking about New Jersey, and it's happening, I think, in every state that has motor voter. And you can blame the software error or glitches or whatever, or you can blame, and who knows if it's if it was the software or if there was somebody, a human being behind that, that hit the wrong button, or if they're compensated to hit the wrong button. After all, people pay for ballots. Why wouldn't they pay for registrations as well? Again, I know that's cynical, but I think that's reality. And I think we're seeing now people have people steal Social Security numbers for money and betraying the taxpayer. Why not ballots? Why not registration? So I think that bears a further investigation on part of the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department, under the Voting Rights Act, et cetera. But even the Democrats know this is not a good look for them. Because remember, they keep telling us, oh, this never happens. Trump is just off his rocker. He's just this never. But then we have a sudden confession that it does happen. Even fake Tapper said it's not a good look for the Dems.
I have to say, though, for Democrats, I'm not saying that the Save America, the Save Act is going to pass.
Yeah.
But this is not good for Democrats' argument that there's no such thing as undocumented immigrants voting.
Yeah. Well, that's sort of like stating the obvious, isn't it? But that's what we have right now in New Jersey. I'm sure we have it in Maryland and other states as well, especially the blue states. I would not saying the red states don't do it, but I think the blue states, especially those in the Northeast and on the Pacific Coast, need to be examined. As to this ICE hearing today for the Baltimore City Council at 12:30, and they're wondering about the impact of ICE on the community. That's their main concern after this. Two people were arrested. I think the woman has now been freed. But Odette Ramos, who's, again, is not a fan of ICE and is a fan of open borders and illegal immigration, her quote in this morning's Baltimore Sun is interesting. She said, "We'll be talking about the impact of ICE enforcement actions on our youth and families. We want residents across the city to know that ICE is here. They're having a devastating impact on our young people, their schools and school communities, as well as their families. We want to keep this issue front and center to help determine the best way to support our families after the devastating violent arrests and separation." End of quote. Notice how they're always talking about the devastating impact of ICE, in air quotes, but not of the illegal aliens. They never talk about the devastating impact of criminal illegal aliens, like the migrant truck driver who killed two Americans in a crash who was paroled into the U.S. by Biden's DHS. This was a non-English-speaking Ukrainian truck driver convicted, killing two Americans in a deadly crash. That is just amazing to me. Just one of many that we've spotlighted here this week as well, all over the country. And we're watching illegal aliens, criminal illegal aliens, and we're watching those that have gotten to this country illegally. Some are gotaways. Some have been released by sanctuary states, and because they won't hold these individuals, they actually release them back into the communities. So she's not worried about the impact there. And what about your policies banning local law enforcement and cooperating with ICE? What does that do? Does that not have a devastating impact when now ICE has to flood the zone, if you will, with even more agents to protect the rest of us from criminal illegal aliens? I got to tell you, what passes for intelligence today on the Baltimore City Council, no wonder they get reelected, because it is just the same. It's the same low information, no information voters that end up serving on the City Council. 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Coming up, Erica Kirk finally snaps back at Candace Owens, and much more here on Casey and Company.
The Rob Carson Show.
There are no sane and reasonable and masculine men who would run for office in this Democrat Party. The same goes for black men, because they're too freaking insane. If you see these No Kings protests, you ever see black people at those protests? No. You see liberal academics, the emasculated men in their lives, that's your Democrat Party.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:51, 9 minutes before the hour, 9 o'clock. Kim Klesick live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Make sure you stay tuned for Kim. Always informative and entertaining. You'll make sure you catch all 3 hours of her show. Do it as quickly as possible. Again, let's see. I got some folks want to... Rob says, ask listeners if they've renewed their license lately. The firm, you know, the form, I guess, you fill out gives you 3 ways to register to vote. You need to read it carefully to find the little renewal section. Yeah, it's all part of it. They got a captive audience at MVA. Elsewhere, we're talking about, this is Steve. He says, should we be calling Democrats socialists? They have nothing to do with democracy or the Democrat Party, with the exception of being funded by the Democrats. Can we please stop just calling them socialists? Well, there is a difference between communism and socialism and Marxism. And again, but communism is the, I think, fatal form of all of the above, because communism has killed over 100 million people since its inception. We can start in 1917 with the Bolshevik Revolution and carry it all the way up for the last 100 years or so, but over 100 million people have died because of communist policies, communist dictates, communist rulers, et cetera. I just saw a video of Daniel Ortega in Nicaragua pronouncing the end of elections. That's it. That's, Not going to end well for the people of Nicaragua, that's for sure. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, northbound on the parkway, there's some late slowing there. It looks just like pretty much the normal delay, but it's always busy coming up from Powder Mill Road through 197. It's a speed reduction. Everybody's moving, and then up around the ramps at Route 32. I don't see any problems there, or on the parkway south through Arundel Mills. Some areas are slowing yet on the Beltway, nothing on the JFX. And for the most part, we've begun to settle down now, and the lanes are clear going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 weather authority forecast for your Wednesday. We had some shower activity overnight and lingering around this morning, but now that's pretty much out of here. It'll be hot and humid today, upper 80s. Overnight, a little bit of a cold front dropping through here, mid-60s. Tomorrow, beautiful day, sunshine. It'll be dry, less humid, and in the low 80s once again. It's 74 right now in Bel Air and 75 in Middle River. Kim Klasick coming up next at right after the 9 o'clock news. Justice Department is currently investigating Congressman Corey Mills. That, according to several news outlets, the federal probe is part of Mills' finances, citing sources. He has been in hot water now with some of his female companions, and now they're saying they're investigating whether or not he has been accused of domestic violence, stolen valor, and financial misconduct. He has denied any and all wrongdoing. Erica Kirk's private feelings about Candace Owens have reportedly spilled into public view as their bitter feud continues to intensify. This comes as Charlie Kirk's widow continues searching for answers following her husband's brutal assassination death, and while rejecting conspiracy theories surrounding his death, many of which have been regurgitated ad nauseum by Candace Owens, who is nothing more than the clickbait queen. That's all she's looking to do. But in this public feud, the Daily Mail is reporting that Erica recently attended 5 days of preliminary hearings in Utah, where she came face-to-face for the first time with Tyler Robinson, the man accused of fatally shooting Charlie Kirk. According to a family friend, Erica had expected to feel anger towards Robinson, but instead experienced overwhelming sadness. The friend told the Daily Mail she thought she was really going to be angry and mad to really hate him, but she didn't. She just felt really, really sad. A Kirk family member claiming Erica cannot stand Candace Owens and says that she, Erica thinks she's the worst, most unkind person in the world, an ugly person inside and out. She's a soulless ghoul, is what she had to say. Again, that's hearsay coming from a family friend. So unless you hear it from Erica Kirk herself, then be forewarned. Something I want to do on the show tomorrow a little bit, because, you know, we don't have time, obviously, to do it in the waning moments of the show today, is that knowing the threats that we face now internally in this country from the Democrat Party, and let's review them, shall we? First off, again, I think we can have legitimate policy debates and discussions over liberalism, progressivism, policy differences, the size of government, tax and spend, and so on and so forth. Those are legitimate policy issues that we can debate, and I think we can debate with great we can do it with some level of bipartisanship and comedy. But the problem is the Democrat Party now has begun a safe haven for some of the most radical elements on the face of the earth, and they are Islamic fundamentalists, again, that seek to convert the country, take over the country, convert it, as we see now in Dearborn, Michigan, and other pockets that outside of Texas, outside of Tampa. We've seen Democrat socialists, a.k.a. Future communists, win elections in New York City and several other states, and now soon are beginning their footprint here in Baltimore and in Maryland. We've seen that. You know, as well as the millions of illegal aliens that were welcomed in by open border reconquistas under led by Joe Biden, Alejandro Mayorkas, and so many others that seek to undermine our Constitution, undermine our country, etc. So there's a lot at stake, I think, even though this is not a presidential year. Trump's policies are on the ballot. And so if you're a Republican that has never voted, you may want to consider this might be the first time, especially if you live in the state of Maryland, where we're largest tax increases in history. We have exorbitant fees We have exorbitant, skyrocketing electric bills. People don't want to come here to live here, young people. Retirees are being forced out of the state. We have an explosion of juvenile crime we've never seen before based on Democrat policies in the state. So, again, if you live here and you care about the affordability crisis and you care about not only saving our state but saving the country, it's time to really give yourself, consider, you may want to think about registering to vote and getting out to vote. And because typically elections, be they national, I think 63% I think might be the high mark for a national election. I got to go back and do some research on that, but I think it's in the low 60s, which is disgusting in my humble opinion. Okay, we should have at least 80-85% or more of the country voting, but we don't. And this last election, the turnout for the Republican and Democrat primaries was disgusting. Again, it's like apathy has set in. But you can't afford to be apathetic. And you can't, because that's how you give these people root. The Democrat communists are now taking hold of the Democrat Party. That's why it's important that Wes Moore be turned out. And you send as many Republicans you can at the state level and even in your local county level, in Baltimore County, Anne Arundel County, wherever it is, Harford, Carroll, et cetera. That's where you start winning this thing. And but it starts with you being engaged to vote. My question to you is, how do we encourage, how do we incentivize, how do we convince people that have never voted or rarely vote to get out there and exercise their franchise? That's tonight's homework for tomorrow. Until then, stay tuned for Kim. God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.